participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply within the age limitation for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity Burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-265-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 877-692-1067.
The whole world's going insane.
They're ready to believe you. Stop on the run.
I've had it up to here with the likes of you people.
Ships at sea. Remember, John and Mike eat first. And here they are, John Geronimo and Bob.
Thank you, Robbie. Hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Thursday, January 23rd.
What? January?
June. You're right, Mike. June 23rd. June 20. June 23rd. And once again today, just pounding me with his fists, bloodying every orifice.
I can't stop myself.
My body covered with welts. Here he is, the man who brutally beats me daily.
I need it.
I feel like changing my name to Nicole Simpson. Here he is, OJ's best friend.
Yeah.
And the man who demands to be introduced every day on the show, Guy Burtley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hello.
And here's your phone numbers for instant access.
All right.
From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. Washington, D.C., WJFK, 202-432-1067. And, right.
Right.
Let's check once again.
Let's find out what's happening.
WNEW land. Oops.
Calling the listen line.
Say no way. Right. Here you go. Give your jocks business cards with their time slot.
Well, now that, you, hold on. That doesn't sound like what we're currently doing on the air.
No.
Yeah, I want one. Encourage them to introduce themselves when buying gas.
That's old. Maybe it's a delay. Maybe you haven't done it yet.
No.
No, Rob, once again.
No, I believe we are on WNAW through the magic of audio tape again. We're just checking.
And now I see that the phones are ringing off the hook, mm-hmm. and I'm guessing that they are the good people of New York. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do now, I'm really, really at my wit's end about this thing.
Of course.
With WNAW. When we get a call from someone in New York, we're just going to put them on hold and let someone in the back room explain to them what's going on.
Because it's been several days and getting a little... It's tough for us. It is very tough for us to handle those phone calls, and I think anybody that knows the show and anybody that supports the show would understand why that is hard for us.
And, you know, and it's hard for the people who can hear the show because, frankly, they're tired of hearing the people from New York calling, but who can blame the people from New York because they've not been told what's going on. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, how are you, Donna Mike?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. I'm calling from Long Island.
Yeah.
Hi.
And we kind of miss you guys here.
Well, we miss being on up there, and it's a shame. We miss you.
New philosophy. We love you. Hold on, please. Someone will tell you what's going on.
Great.
Even though we don't know, that's just what we're saying now.
Right. Yeah, we really don't know.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm going to add myself to the chorus of what happened to you guys. You know what they were playing yesterday?
What?
Your holiday show from 1999, the holiday Christmas show.
It was a good year.
Yeah, I mean,
obviously they're putting a lot of time and effort into determining what the shows they're going to run.
I said it yesterday. You cannot underestimate the brain power.
Right.
Hold on, please. Hold on. Thank you for your support.
A Christmas show in June is just wacky.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
Very much. Hello. Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Don?
Yeah.
I miss you guys. What the hell happened? What the hell is this stupid, idiotic station doing to you guys? Are they morons?
Once again, I'm going to have to ask you to please hold on.
Hold on a sec.
Hold on, please. That's what we're going to do. We're going to be polite.
And then we'll put it into the back room where the people in the back room will explain they don't know what's going on.
But we're going to be polite to the people from New York.
Good.
Because, you know, God love them. They're calling every day and they're upset. And who the freak can blame them?
I mean, you got to understand that completely.
Now, today was another ratings day. Today was the Arbo Trend Day.
Oh, yes.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And, Robert, you know, I think I'll need the funeral march.
Oh, okay.
Because I just want to say two things real quick. Not a great day for radio station WJFK, our home station here in D.C.
No, something's afoot.
This happens every once in a while where you get a sample in your monthly ratings where, for whatever reason, the station just tanks.
Yeah, not looking real strong.
Wow. And I'm sad to say that our home station is tanking. However, in the midst of the tanking, you, the Don and Mike listeners, have kept us above the water.
Yay. Yeah, we're actually hanging onto a life preserver here. And,
we are.
And still getting a lot of oxygen.
Our overall rating, 5.2. To a 5.0.
Yeah, which means...
Given the circumstances that we're surrounded with...
We're very pleased with that action.
We're happy.
We're
here thanking you for admitting to the ratings company you listen to the show.
Yes, very happy about that.
That we're in third place instead of second place.
I mean, it's, just a little bump on our way to number one in this time slot.
It happens.
You know, we're not really about predicting anything anymore.
And we are just 0.8 of a point outside of first place.
Yeah, now that's what we're looking forward to. That'll make, it's going to be a milestone for the show when we get to that number one spot because we will have been number one in three different day parts here in Washington, D.C.
But I'm telling you, this station is taking gas, man. It's just taking gas. 25 to 54, our money demo.
Right.
Again, while all around us is falling apart, we have a 5.8 share, which is exactly what we had last month, which is exactly what we had the month before.
Consistency, and we are we're appreciating that.
Sure.
Now, you know, we're not high fiving each other.
No,
we're not dancing in the hallways, but we're very secure in surviving what has been a very, very difficult time.
I'm telling you look at the other ratings on this station, and right here, this is a reason to have a party tonight.
Yes. Wow. Yeah, for us, for our show.
Yeah. Rank-wise, that goes from second to fourth, but the share is the same. And considering what's going on around us, we thank you.
Very good.
Persons 18 to 34, 9.1 to 8.6.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fluctuation. That's third place to third place again.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you.
Right. Yeah, we're still waiting, though. You know, and there's still that chance that you know, within this ratings book, we can hit that that number one mark, which is very exciting.
You're telling us there's a chance.
You bet there is.
Then you go to men 18 plus.
I don't want to wait. I want it now.
Yeah. And that's an eight share, and that's number one.
Good.
That's number one. And
here we go.
This is the only show on this station that can claim that.
Very good.
And we thank you. Yeah. These are, you know, listen, normally I would take this and I'd roll it up and smoke it. But
I want to thank, really, you know, Don, with what I've been going through lately, I've been spending a lot of time out in the joints. You know, a lot of time meeting and greeting. And I want to really say to everybody, I know you've experienced the same thing. We have gotten the most overwhelming support from the people of Washington, D.C. I've never gotten it like this. In all the years we've been doing this show 17 years, I've never gotten the kind of support that when I go out and around and talk to people that I've gotten for this show. And when I want to say, you know, the ratings show people are still hanging in there with us. And I want to say thank you to everybody that still supports this show after a very, very long time. And you know, we share the love right back at you.
Amen. We told you, we promised we'd tell you, no matter good, bad, indifferent, the overall rating is a 5.2 to a 5.0 from second to third place. We're just 8/10 of a point out of first place.
Yes. Wow.
But when you consider all that is happening around us.
Yeah. Amen.
I mean, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I know we kidded before about the whole island thing. But really, how embarrassing must it be for those who represent the station to go out on the street and say, well, our highest rated day part is midday. Want to know where the listeners are on WJFK radio?
They're having lunch.
They're in middays.
They're having lunch.
Because they ain't anywhere else.
There you go.
I'm telling you that. And, you know, there's spin, and then there's spin, and then there's the truth.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. Our ratings were down just as...
That's the truth. Ruth.
There, you know, there's just a... Right there is just a small, small dip. Just a nun's pubic hair of a dip.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, the other shows, they're shaved.
Ooh.
They're shaved.
Shaved!
And now I take it back. The Sports Junkies, well, they're the second highest rated show on the station.
Hanging in there also.
Our nighttime show.
Those guys are hanging in there.
So congratulations to the Junks.
Absolutely. We like the Junkies. Good guys.
They're down too, but... You know, they like us, I guess, could have a party that they didn't get their ass handed to them.
Absolutely.
Today.
And you know those guys like to party.
And
Eric Bickle will get more porn.
Every month, there will be a new rating. And I'm sure that some of the spin that you'll hear today is that, if you're in the industry, you're going to hear when it was a very urban month.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear that the black stations went up. So that means that, you know, next month things will be balanced out.
You never know.
You know, you don't.
You don't predict.
You don't. All we know is that.
You try to maintain consistency. And that's sure. What we've done.
While this place is falling apart,
mm-hmm.
And I might point out, since I have stopped being the program director, immediately this place is falling apart.
Yes, the foundation crumbling.
You, the Don and Mike listeners, are right there for us, and we thank you.
Thank you.
Ain't nothing to be ashamed about with a bump in the road, 5.2 to 5.0.
No, not at all.
Now, you know what? We're third place. Third place.
Absolutely.
Any other show on the station would kill to be in third place.
Amen.
So we thank you very much for that. And, of course, we do enjoy charting our former broadcast partner, G. Gordon Liddy's ratings.
How is the G-Man doing in this same time slot?
Well, Mike, in the current ratings, he's in 29th place.
Man.
We are in third. He is in 29th. 29th.
Wow.
Normally you just print out the top 20.
And he has billboards.
We had to, and TV spots.
And TV spots.
You're not seeing the TV spots during Letterman?
I haven't seen the TV spot, but I see a particular billboard on Route 28th every time I drive by it.
Yeah. 2554. We are fourth place. He's in 28th place.
Wow.
18 to 34. We're in third place. He's in 28th place. And men 18 plus. Now, we should really worry here. We're in first place, and he's in nipping at our heels. 22nd. 22nd.
But he's coming on strong.
Yeah.
Come
on, he's coming on. So how about you? How about you, white trash?
F you, white trash.
Oh, thank you very much for your continued support. We imagine next month, when the actual ratings book comes out, mm-hmm. that's going to be a blockbuster. And I don't normally say that in advance, but
right.
I think next month,
yes,
will be a blockbuster.
Amen, brother.
So thank you for your support. We certainly do appreciate it. Now, today
maybe
we...
Before you go on, can I make a correction to a statement I made earlier this week when
sure.
I was talking about my my little debacle on the boat when I broke the glass?
Yes.
Yeah.
As informed last night, during the telling of my story that I had said that the hatch of the boat was open,
uh-huh.
and I had thought that I was sitting down on a piece of vinyl,
yeah.
I was informed last night the hatch was indeed closed, and I was sitting on the windshield of the boat.
Okay.
Just wanted to...
okay.
You know.
Damage estimate? Have you gotten a damage estimate yet?
No.
No.
No, not yeah. yet. But I, you know, just it was several of my
yeah.
boating friends mentioned to me last night. Actually, the captain, John, had mentioned to me that... no, Captain John said that it was... Maybe that's what I should call him. Captain John mentioned it was actually closed. So that I, when it exploded, it was just the, you know, it was the hatch, safety glass... And my buttocks.
Gotcha.
Thank you.
Thank you for clearing that up.
There you go.
Today, as you can see, the studio is beautifully decorated for Password.
Password.
We're going to try this with Dennis and Tom.
Good. Tom's already here.
Later on today's show. Yeah, Tom was here last night.
Tom, you know, it's the magic of being me. I arrived at the exact same time that Tom's cab was pulling in. And then you've never seen me stand down at the elevator just praying for the elevator to come down, as Tom was doing the exact same thing, just moving as fast as he can, trying to get to the elevator.
To be with you, his best buddy.
I beat him.
today on the show, Jim Skin.
Yeah.
We've got a great Craig Wilson from yesterday that
Excellent.
We didn't get to. We're going to have a winner in the Hot Wire contest, and I do believe that I have some news.
WNAW. While Bergen County road improvements are under...
What is that? Oh, that's the listen part. I do believe I have a real piece of news.
Oh, really? Where in the world is Don's family?
As they continue to tour schools, I believe a decision may have been made.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, sweetie.
Hello.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, my boo-boo.
Hi, baby. Where are you at right now?
I'm touring University of South Carolina.
University of South Carolina, the Fighting Gamecocks.
The Gamecocks. Go Cocks.
The Cocks.
That was the main, let me keep my voice down. The main reason it was on our list because they wanted the Cocks paraphernalia.
Of course.
You know, is Daddy going to get some stuff from that school?
Do you need some Cocks stuff?
Honey, when it comes to Cocks, as you know, I'm fine.
All right.
Okay. I'm fine. I need no additional Cocks.
As we were driving up, I said, not like we couldn't go to the Sports Authority in Rockville and buy this at home. That's all right.
Here is the here's the news as I understand it from talking to my family last night. There is one school that has stood out.
Hmm.
And the way I understand it...
For Bart. Not for his pal, but just for Bart.
Just for Bart. It appears that the tour of spoiled children may be coming to an end for my son.
Wow. Does this mean you will not have to tour the other institutions?
I don't know. Do I still have to?
Oh, yeah. We should check out the other one. He's in love with the school.
But if he's got the one that he likes...
Well, if you're happy with his reasons for picking that school, then we don't have to go to any other.
I'm happy with it.
All right.
Now, he kind of indicated what he liked yesterday.
He likes, now, what he likes is the engineering department at the school. He likes
maybe. That's all mom talk. That's all placate mom talk.
He likes the fraternity house situation at this school.
Okay.
He met the academic advisor to the most animal house fraternity on campus.
And,
he saw the house.
They are so infatuated with Bard that they want to... Fly the family down.
No, they're not flying us down. They said come to a football game.
They want to bring us to a football game.
It's got is it your wife's alma mater?
Bingo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a great school.
Talking about
Clemson.
Clemson.
Yeah.
In the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. He was talking to the academic advisor who said that the fraternity got kicked off campus for infractions, of which we do not know, and they were invited back, but they decided they had more fun off campus.
And so I say to you that the search is over.
Well, Mommy's got to be happy about that.
Well, if he's happy, I'm happy.
And you know,
it's not really the reason I wanted him to choose the school, to tell you the truth.
Do we get some kind of alumni discount?
Sure.
No, but on your scale of schools, it is not, you know, it is not the high end. Which you know, it's the mid priced.
Hey,
we're driving the Honda of school, the lower rung Toyota.
But it's a school. It's a school also with a pretty fun athletic program where they.
Oh, it's a great school, right? And it has great majors there, you know. And it's not the ultra high expensive. You know, one of the schools we went to is like the most expensive school in the U.S.
Vanderbilt.
Right.
Right. Yeah, not a chance he's going there.
Right.
Well, as far as I'm concerned. The search is over. Clemson is the choice.
Oh, good.
That's
because
it.
If he's leaning towards Clemson, I'm already spent the cash we're saving.
Sign him up.
All right.
I'm going to do this like, you know, when you and I discuss making a major purchase.
Right.
And you come to me and you give me all the options.
Was he a sophomore? He's going to be his junior year next year?
He'll be a senior next year.
So he's done after that. So this is the time you make your decision.
Wow. Right. Sign him up. Go. Stop back at Clemson.
Sign him up.
On your way back home and sign him up.
It doesn't work like that. You don't just, you know, pick up the contract, get the keys to your dorm room and go.
Honey, they're going to accept him. They're going to accept him.
You know, hopefully they will. But there are other schools we're seeing. It's a decision that we put time and thought into.
Yeah,
I know
you
don't like
that. You got to send the applications out to all the schools so you have your choices.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but let's just be honest. He's going to get into Clemson. His
sure.
scores are good enough. He's bright enough. If that's where the boy wants to go, go with your first instinct. And it's a school that Mom went to.
I lost the tour, my darling. I'm standing here in the middle of a college campus, and I don't see anybody I know in the middle of Columbia, South Carolina, and I lost
Frida, can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I mean, before the final decision process is done.
Oh, you want Uncle Mike's school.
I mean, just to take a look at the American University.
Mike.
I mean, I think Bart would be a wonderful... No, stop it.
Mike, were you in a fraternity at school?
I was in a fraternity at my... I transferred to American University. I went to a very small college on the East Coast known as Marist College. When I left Marist, I was living in one of the fraternity houses, which was more like a group of students that were not associated with a frat. But the next door was the frat house, and I became friends with these guys at Sigma Phi Epsilon, and when I left Marist, they made me an honorary member of Sigma Phi Epsilon. So I've always had a lovely...
A fondness for the SIGA.
A fondness. As a matter of fact, the University of South Carolina has a chapter of SIGA that I believe got into a great bit of trouble during their ritual. That involved third-degree burns.
Honey, where is the boy right now? Is the boy on the tour?
Sir, I'm not. Yeah, he's on the tour, but he's just kind of shuffling around. He doesn't
Pull
care
him out.
About
it. Pull him out,
but, darling.
Pull
I'm not fine. I have lost the tour. I'm standing here
Pull
in the middle of campus. They ducked into some building. I don't.
I want to close the deal right now.
I can't pull him out, and I don't want your influence. It's one that has to be made with thought and time and consideration.
Since we're all being involved in your son's decision process, I speak for all the alumnus of American University that I think he should consider the Eagles. I know Rob speaks for the people at Virginia
Mike,
Commonwealth.
Unfortunately, he's not your child, and you all are welcome to comment, but I am also welcome to tell all of you,
right.
F off.
You just don't want to do this tour, but darling, we live in Virginia.
Listen, he's already told us he's not going to cut us the slack of going to an in-state school.
And my father's alma mater, Donnie, he ought to go up to Worcester, Massachusetts and visit Holy Cross.
Not a chance. My son was set on fire. As soon as he walked through the door, he burst into flames.
Spontaneous combustion.
Honey, the decision has been made.
He's a tiger, isn't he?
We had the conversation last night.
Sure.
I talked with you last night. I talked with him this morning.
Yes, but
if you want
him to change his mind, you just strong-arm him.
The search is over. No. I'm not going to strong-arm him.
All right, then, just let him be.
He's made a fantastic decision.
When I was at AU, I had a great pair of Clemson sweatpants that my buddies on the AU soccer team had stolen from their athletic department. They apparently have quite the budget for athletics.
Would either of you boys like Mike or Buzz?
Yes,
stuff?
Please.
No,
well, you're not at Clemson anymore, so yeah, I'd like some Cox stuff.
My wife was...
Or how
was,
about UNC or Wake Forest? Those are two more stops we're making. You can get those, too.
Not for me.
No.
I'll just take all the Clemson stuff because that's the school.
All right.
That's it. That's where he's going. Mm-hmm. And you, my dear, not only are you an alum and a graduate, you were a Bengal babe.
Oh, you know, he embarrassed me all through that tour asking if the Bengal babe still exists.
And the reason
now they
that,
called him something different.
You might remember Dwight Clark of the San Francisco 49ers. He caught the pass.
Yeah.
Joe Montana.
Right.
I recruited him.
Do you know why he went to Clemson?
Because of freedom.
Because my wife gave him the old... That's how it works at colleges.
It does not. You pronounce it wrong just like so many sportscasters do that you know drives me crazy.
All right, how do you say it?
There's no Z. It's Clemson.
And as a matter of fact, she wasn't limited to the football team.
Right.
You might remember the great NBA player Tree Rollins.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was also a free...
Stop it. I did not recruit basketball players. I recruited football players. I was scorekeeper for the tennis team, so I traveled with them. I started the ball girls, so I got the
baseball team.
You know, the academics are worth that challenging. I had some free time.
There you go. Well, listen, in my mind, the decision's been made. You might as well just get the family truckster and come back home. Just go number one on Wake Forest at UNC.
Luckily, as in most decisions in our family, you make this decision. Bart and I will discuss it, and we'll let you know, Daddy-O. You just signed the check, my darling.
I know, but my choice is Clemson. I do get a say in it.
Hey, yeah. It's Wake Forest. They got a great golf team.
Clemson has a beautiful golf course right next to it now.
Oh, wow.
I didn't have that one.
I like the idea of Clemson. I like the idea that Clemson is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Makes it harder to get into trouble.
You know, I'm a big believer in that. You know, when we talked about Colgate yesterday, any school that's like out in the middle of absolute nowhere, you're right, less chance for problems.
Right.
You can stagger home.
Absolutely. Well, there you go. That's where my family is today.
Wow.
Going to Wake Forest and the UNC, although it's a waste of time because you heard it here first.
He's a Clemson Tiger.
That's it. That's where he's going, Clemson.
Exciting.
I like it. And considering the other, like my wife said, considering the other schools,
yep,
it's a bargain.
Yeah, oh, right, yeah.
It's a bargain.
All right.
I'm going to be able to buy a new car.
And it's a big school that you can watch on TV, you know,
save my money.
Oh, they have great football teams. Lots of fun events to go to.
All right,
and one teacher that we went said if Bart comes and pays a visit and he gets in trouble, he'd even bail him out.
There you go.
Isn't that wonderful?
There you go.
Great.
Now look at that. It's all worked out.
Isn't that great?
Fantastic.
Isn't life great?
All right, honey. Love you.
All right. Love you, too. Bye.
And that's it. You heard it here officially. Now, she'll try to tell you that there's going to be more discussion about this.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, that's it.
Even if he wants to go somewhere else?
Yeah, that's it.
It's done.
Clemson.
I know how you are, and I'm pretty sure that there's no turning back from Clemson.
He was very happy with Clemson. He liked everything about it. He's decided...
But, I mean, now that your heels are dug in, he can't change his mind, because I know what you'll say. You know, you're going to Clemson, or you're not going to college.
he for a while, wanted to be a veterinarian.
Uh-huh.
He's decided that's too much work. But you have to go to, like, the 4 extra years of college.
Yep.
To be a vet, he excels at math and at science.
He could be a pilot.
And they have a great engineering department at Clemson. So,
oh, cool.
So I say, you know, that's fine.
That's exciting. Mm.
If it was good enough for my cunny honey, it's good enough for him.
Well, that's great. And maybe this will mean you'll have some free time on your vacation and not be spending it all in institutions of higher learning.
God, I hope so.
That'd be nice. You know that's
I hope so. And I know that that's short-sighted of me, and it's probably being a bad parent.
No.
But I just want him to choose... The school, first of all, I know the school is decent because my wife went there.
Right. I think you're going above and beyond to take any kind of tours. I think that's terrific. I don't think you're being a bad
but
parent.
But, you know, really a lot of it is I don't want to spend my vacation next week going to look at schools.
Sure.
I want him to come back and say, Dad,
right.
I found the place that I like the best. We can apply to millions of schools.
Or you could go down and take the week-long tour of the University of Miami.
But let's... no, see, that's one of the...
You want to do that next winter, though.
That's one of the schools that, that worries me.
Yeah.
I mean...
yeah, big time.
I mean, there's too much.
I mean, sure. they go to classes and go to the beach.
There's too much temptation.
I knew a lot of Miami grads. I mean, they did that. That's what they would do. I mean, they would hang out. They would basically finish classes, go down to South Beach.
Right. So that's the update on my kid and the college tour, and they're out of town.
Can I say congratulations to a really good friend of mine, and I'm really proud of him, Rod Langway, a former Washington Capitol, and a very good friend of mine who was elected to the National Hockey League Hall of Fame, and he is a great guy.
Right.
And he was one of my, I mean, really, I absolutely loved the guy when he was playing, and he's just fantastic. Nobody deserves it more, so I want to give congrats to Mr. Rod Langway for making the Hockey Hall of Fame. He deserves
God knows
it.
You spent many years between his legs.
I did.
Sniffing his jock.
Yes, I did. Many times, I believe, back in the morning show days, when a couple of times I may have been very close to the unable to playlist. Yes, it was very, very good times. We're had by all. He went to my ill-fated wedding. And
which one?
The second one. And you know, it's just cool. I mean, I'm real happy for him because he was they call him a stay-at-home defenseman, which meant he wasn't real flashy and he didn't score a lot of goals, but he was a great player. Anybody that rooted for the Washington Capitals during that era knows the guy, and he's a great guy. So way to go, Rod Langway.
I'll attest to that. I don't know dig about hockey, but he was a nice guy to me.
Yeah, and a tough guy too.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show. He was an enforcer, wasn't he?
He wasn't an enforcer as much as. He never got messed with, because when he did get messed with, I saw him one time, it was almost like he was holding a guy at arm's length and just going, bam, 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 bam. You know, he was a tough guy.
Hello, Dynamite.
He used to beat me.
Oh, hello. He used to beat you?
Oh, constantly. Yeah, about the head
and
shoulders.
You mean bait you or beat?
Beat me, not bait me.
But you like
I baited him.
You baited him?
Oh, constantly.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Yo.
Hey, 40.
What's going on?
Yo, yo, yo.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, the family out of town, man. What's up with the party, man?
The party. Where's the party?
The party. There ain't no parties.
Ain't no party?
Ain't no parties.
Man.
Ain't no party. My wife has the neighborhood on neighborhood watch.
Oh, so if a black man pull up, it's over with.
Well, no. It, black, white, yellow, green, it doesn't matter. All I know is that I'm constantly getting the doorbell ringing.
Right.
I'm constantly getting the phone calls from the neighbors.
Oh, just checking on.
They like to pretend that they have something to ask me.
Sure.
When really they don't. Really, all they're doing is calling and making sure that I'm there and that I'm not drunk and that there's not a lot of people at the house. And then they call back and report to my wife.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She's got it all set up. She's got all the people on the street. I'm getting calls, really, from neighbors that I've met once.
Wow.
I swear to God, last night, a guy who I met once at a New Year's Eve party calls me out of the blue.
Really?
Yeah. And just, he has a question about the internet or something.
How are you, behaving yourself?
Yeah.
Mind if I come down and see what's going on down there?
And as a matter of fact, he said, after we discussed the internet, he said, how's the college tour going? And right away, the light goes off, and I go, okay, he's another one of Freedom Spies.
Maybe I could come over and we could bait.
We could bait
each other.
We gotta hit up the joint to get some drinks, man. During the whole drama y'all had, you know, y'all missed my birthday on the 6th.
Oh no.
Well, listen to 40, perhaps
the other little 40 has arrived into the world. You missed that too.
Wow. I would be more than happy to
I had to sit out and
40, hold on a second.
You had a 40?
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you there? Okay, I would be more than happy to, share birthdays with
That's exactly
with
what I'm thinking. Mike's birthday is Saturday. We're going to be celebrating Mike's birthday when we come back from our week off on July 1st.
And we're talking about a big, you know, because we're delaying it, it's a big celebration.
Yes.
Right. You know, there's not a lot going on my birthday, you know.
Mike, we're
going
to make it.
You know, in real life.
We're going to make it a real, real party for you.
That's good. I need it. I'm going to need that. I really am going to need that. Fireworks, everything.
We're talking party favors.
Is there a chance we could do something on the roof?
Party hats. Do you want fireworks?
No, I'd like nudes on the roof for my birthday.
You got it.
Nudes on the roof.
That's you got nice. It.
Yeah. And miss it. Like really just have, you know, you kind of set up there and have people, naked people walking around.
Mike, if you would like.
We're covered, right? Nobody can see us up there.
No, and as a matter of fact, I make you this promise.
Yes.
For your birthday show, when we return from, and incidentally, you know, for all the people who think we're dicks, And we are dicks. But we really do love our listeners.
We do.
We have 2 weeks of vacation coming up starting on Monday. Because the way the station dicked everybody around, mm-hmm. us and you guys included, we're not taking 2 weeks off. We're taking a week off.
Right.
Then we're going to come back, and we're going to work July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
That heavy travel period, right. Where a lot of people driving around.
And we have, by contract, we have those days off, but we're coming back.
Good.
Because we want to show you that we really care about you, and we're sorry that the show was taken off the air recently. It wasn't our decision.
Right.
But you guys suffered, and we suffered because we weren't here, so we're going to come back.
Amen.
Mike, I make you this promise.
Okay.
Monday, July 1st.
Yes.
If you like, we can do the whole show from the roof.
Okay, I'll leave that up to you.
We will have a Barco lounger.
Very good.
Ooh.
On the roof.
Very good.
We will have an umbrella.
A Barco lounger. Engineering's already high-fiving each other for that one.
Barco lounger.
Right.
Nudes.
Yes.
Fireworks.
Good.
And your favorite fruit punch.
Oh, wonderful. Fantastic.
And, of course, gifts.
Gifts.
Awesome.
And 40, you're invited, too.
All right.
All right. Come down for Mike's birthday party.
And bring Grady. Bring Grady. You know, it's not complete unless you bring Grady smoke.
Right.
On Monday.
Very good.
All right, Mr. 40. We'll see you Monday, July 1st. That's when we are officially celebrating Mike's birthday.
A real holiday spectacular.
It's going to be a blowout, Mike.
Absolutely. It's going to be the birthtacular.
On the roof, we're going to get some of the girls from the place.
Yeah.
To come down.
You know what I'd like? I'd like them to just sun. Like some chaise lounges and stuff, just to have a real,
you know what?
Backyard party atmosphere.
I know that you don't
like... Tiki torches, yes,
Rob. You want me to bring the grill?
Yeah.
You know what?
Bring a grill.
I know you don't like homework.
Right.
But tonight?
Yes.
Why don't you write what you'd like, a mission statement.
Okay.
A la Jerry Maguire.
All right. Okay.
A mission statement
for
what you would like for your birthday show.
The Barco Lounger would be difficult. I know the logistics of getting that up there, but I'll tell you, patio furniture is not. It's lightweight.
What about a nice chaise lounge?
That's what I'm talking
about. And we can get the pads on.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Be reclining.
Oh, now we're moving in the direction of doing the whole show up there. I'd like everybody like to be in swimwear, you know, where we kind of wear our swimsuits.
Really what you want.
You know, no, I do. I think it, I really think we do. That's what I want for my birthday.
I want green pepper burgers that you will love.
And Grady and 40 flipping burgers up there, fantastic.
Yeah, green pepper burgers.
Oh, fantastic.
Ooh,
green pepper burgers. Yeah, don't eat those burgers.
Watch out. All right, hold on a second, 40. Hold on, it's a date then. That's Mike's birthday show.
Very good.
Yeah, a week from Monday on the roof.
On the roof, and we're just going to be hanging out. It'll be awesome.
And the Buddy Rich Orchestra.
Boy, now we can't have that dream.
It'll be a very, very festive time. You betcha.
Very exciting.
Yeah, you betcha.
That's great.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Colin.
Yeah.
Why don't you get your son to go to Grambling State, one of the black schools? He can go for free.
Grambling.
Free.
Do they let white people in for free at Grambling?
Yeah, you get minorities go free.
Hey, I don't think it works that way.
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
Hi, first time caller. I love hearing you guys.
Thanks.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I just got another thought.
Yeah.
Really, we need a band up there.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're not your band.
Right.
We need a band.
Right.
Where you can just listen.
Yeah.
And enjoy.
Absolutely.
That's great.
And we just have music playing in the background.
We need a band. We need naked chicks. We got to have fireworks. We got to have.
Absolutely.
Chaise lounges. We got to have fireworks.
I'd like some cops.
Fruit punch.
I'd like to have some police officers just come by.
Absolutely. You got it.
They will. You know, just look the other way.
You got it, Mike.
Yeah. You know, fire engines, balloons.
Robbie, we can make this happen, can't we?
I believe so.
Rob's going to get the tiki torches.
We can make this happen for you, Mike.
It's going to be very, very, very exciting. And, of course, Pat Goss.
And what can we do for you?
We're wondering if my crew here at Keystone and Linticum can get you guys into a golf match. I understand you're becoming a pretty good golfer, Don.
No, I suck at golf.
You're not there yet.
Well, we suck as well, so Mike would be the top guy. And that,
No, I don't think so. I mean, we bowl right now, and that's about as far as we go.
Give it time, sir. Don't push him.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you.
All right, see you later. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi.
Hey, I want to help you guys out, but I don't know how.
What do you mean?
I want to listen twice as hard to help you with the rating.
Listen, everybody, and seriously, we really want to thank our listeners. Mm-hmm. These ratings today, They're golden.
Yeah, absolutely.
They are absolutely, I'm kissing the paper.
We're grateful.
Golden.
So, you know the movie Castaway?
Yeah.
You know what happens to Tom Hanks?
I didn't see it.
Well, you know, let me just give you a little overview. The best part of the movie is this big plane crash scene, and Tom Hanks is on that plane, and everybody's lost on the plane. And Tom Hanks, at the very last second, pulls this little ripcord in this this inflatable raft, brings him to the top, brings him up to the surface. Don and I are in that raft.
Sure, we are.
But the plane is plunging towards the bottom of the Atlantic, or the Pacific, as it were.
And, thank you guys.
And very soon the FedEx pilot is going to float up on shore.
That's right. We know what his name will be.
But Howard.
I was thinking of another name, but
a big mane of hair. We'll bury him.
Dave.
We'll bury him. We'll move his family out of his wallet.
And then
we'll steal his shoes.
And after we bury him, we'll just say, well, I guess that's it.
And, of course, the role of Wilson, the soccer ball, that'll be played by Buzz.
Hi.
There you go.
Thank you.
Hey, Don.
What?
I got a great idea for Bart. Has he considered Northern Virginia Community College?
Nova.
Nova.
Yeah, Nova.
Hey, listen, my kid is not like me. He's not stupid, okay? My kid got 1,400 on the SAT. Either 1420 or 1470.
Yeah, but imagine with those SAT scores, what he could be at Nova.
Oh, my God.
King of Nova.
He could be the dean.
They got three buildings.
King of Nova. Get out of here. It was a crappy car. It's a crappy car. Now we're going to attempt to give away tons of dollars.
We're going to do it this time.
With the celebrity burp.
Good.
Okay, I've given you many, many clues. Today's clue should be the one that cements the deal.
Very exciting.
So if you want $100, phone number 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly, you animals, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Ferocious, aren't I? When I think of asses, woman's ass, something comes out of me.
The Don and Mike Show.
Ignorant, ignorant, ignorant. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, listen, we're going to be giving away the Hotwire.com thing today. $1,000 worth of travel from Hotwire.com and $2,500 in cash.
All right.
If you've entered the contest,
to the nearest star,
be standing by your phone.
Very exciting. Big money coming your way.
We're going to be making random calls. Find out who's listening to the show.
All right.
I'll tell you more about that in just a second. Our thanks to Hotwire.com. And I'll tell you something I think that's hinky. You know I
love. What?
Mr. Skin has blown us off 2 weeks in a row.
Not good.
Mr. Skin appears on other radio shows.
Yes, he does. We're aware of that.
And the way I understand it, a couple of weeks ago, someone called Mr. Skin when he was on another radio show.
Right.
And mentioned our names.
Uh-huh.
And the host of that show had some unkind things to say about us.
Yes.
And it just seems to be coincidental that since that happened, Mr. Skin last week was unavailable to be on the show.
Right.
And now I'm told he's unavailable to be on the show this week.
Coincidence?
Now, last week, the excuse was he was calling a game for the Chicago. No. On Thursday, his normal day, he was going to be in the air.
Right.
On Friday, he was going to be calling a game for the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
Now, I believe that. The excuse that I just heard was that he's being interviewed by the Wall Street Journal. And
so he can't take a break from, what's his total time commitment to come on this show, about 5 minutes?
5 minutes. And, and Lisa said, well, the way that it was explained to her, they're following him around all week, and, you know, they're doing a big deal on him. And
remember your roots, Mr. Skin.
It's 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. I have the feeling that Jim Skin has been maybe forced into taking sides.
And haven't we promoted for 2 or 3 days that he was going to be on the show? I mean, why today are we finding this out?
No, no. Well, I know why.
Mm-hmm.
I know why, and you know why.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the fact is, all you know is
what you've told me.
What I've told you.
Right.
Right. So,
I mean, it just sucks when you do promote someone, and this happens now 2 weeks in a row. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
So I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with Mr. Skin. I really don't. I don't know if he's being pressured by somebody else.
I would say that's a plausible theory.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
And that's all I'm going to say about that.
All I know is that he's been on the show for a goddamn long time.
And, you know, we have a great time with him. And we have a good relationship with him. At least and I think so.
He was back on this show back when the only other show that he was on was a show in Chicago. You know, the Steve Dahl show.
You know,
that's all I know.
You know, it's just more... Just more things about... I can't. There's so much I can't say. It gets to a point where you... It's so hard sometimes to just come in here and do what we do.
It is ridiculous.
I mean, it's silly. It's so silly.
But why do we... You know what we got to figure out?
We got to figure out a lot of stuff.
Why do we keep losing all these battles? How come we never win one of these battles? Why do we always lose the battles?
Because...
Why?
Because...
Yeah, I know you can't...
I have a theory about that I can't tell you either. I think it's very easy. Because...
Yeah?
This company...
Yeah?
Everything in this company that matters to this company originates from a particular place.
All right.
That's the reason. That's it. It's very simple.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. So, no Mr. Skin today. I don't know. And I'm not yet going to say Mr. Skin is dead to us.
Yeah. But no, not at all, because he might be, you know, legit with this stuff. But... Well, there's the hotline. Is that... that's not Mr. Skin, is
it? Oh, no. No, I think that's probably my son. I'm going to need his music again. He called during the commercials.
Aww. Nobody's pressuring him not to come on the show, right?
No, absolutely not.
Not yet.
not yet. Hello?
Oh, hi, sweetheart.
He's a Clemson Tiger.
Hi, Barty.
Hey, Ben.
Robbie, it's the Blue CD. Hold on, let me get your theme music here, Barton. I want to ask you a couple of questions and see if maybe we can...
wrap it up?
Wrap up the deal right now. Let me get your music going here.
Well, Dad, you don't want to make any bets right now. Don't put on...
Hold on. I'm not betting on anything, Barty boy. Here's all I'm saying. You like Clemson, right?
Yeah.
You were really taken by the school. I mean, you liked everything about it.
Yeah.
Great. So.
Okay, just for that comment, you're never going to any football game.
Listen, that's fine, but listen. What an a-hole my son could be, can he? Here's all I'm wondering. If you like Clemson, and you think it's a place you could be happy,
yeah.
Why not just in your mind decide that?
Well, maybe I have.
Well, have you?
Well, that's in my mind.
Now, listen, don't be L.A. here.
I'm not being L.A.
All right. Tell me really what you're thinking.
Really what I'm thinking? I enjoyed Clemson campus very much.
And?
I enjoy the school, and I'm going to apply.
Do you enjoy it enough to, like, make that the end of your search?
Well, obviously I have to continue searching because there's a chance that I don't go there.
Oh, there's no way. That's Clemson is like, listen, you'd be a Rhodes Scholar at Clemson. You know what I'm saying, son?
But all depends
I understand, but just realize that no matter what, there's got to be some kind of fluke where my application gets lost in the mail.
I understand what your son is saying. What your son is saying, very reasonably and rationally, is that he has to send out applications to a variety of schools, and then once he is accepted to those schools, that's when the final decision process. I realize you would like to forego all of that just tedious bureaucracy.
Sign the paper today.
Right.
Just, you know, say, listen.
A letter of commitment.
You're going to get in. There's no doubt you're going to get in. Didn't they treat you great?
Yes.
Didn't they make you feel like they wanted you to go to the school?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then, I think we have a deal. I can put you in this college today.
Taking it like a car transaction.
That's right. I can make you a Clemson Tiger today.
Now you sound like you're part of the Infinity family. What do I have to do to make this happen?
But that would be, right now, I'm getting the feeling you're excited about it.
Yes.
You liked it. I think it's a wonderful choice.
I think it is a wonderful choice also.
I see no need to visit other schools. I think you visited a variety of schools. They certainly, a lot of schools are sending
that,
you.
I think I see your reasoning here. You merely do not want me and Mom to take your car once again.
No, might be wrong about that. You might want. I think you can reason with the boy.
No, listen. It has nothing to do with you and Mom taking the car. It has a little bit, and it has really nothing to do with me going out on these tours. Well, really, it does have a little bit to do with that. But Mom went to the school. You know, it's a great school. You'd be a legacy there, and you like everything about it.
Why a legacy like Flounder?
Why? Why waste time? You know, it's like, how many times have I told you the story about Mom? The first time I saw Mom, I knew I loved her. I absolutely knew it. Now, of course, there were a couple of steps in between knowing that and her marrying me.
Such as you calling and hanging up and not being able to talk to her.
Yeah, well, but see, here's the thing, you know, and I've said this before, the thing I did with my wife, because my wife is damned attractive now, but I mean, 22 years ago when I met her, she was like model gorgeous.
You played hard to get.
Yeah. She had all these other guys.
You played not interested.
Coming on to her all the time, mm-hmm. And I asked her on a date, and she said, I would really rather be friends. And I said to her, I got plenty of friends. When you want to go out on a date, you call me. And apparently this is something that she'd never heard before in her
mm-hmm,
life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in between that and the time when we finally went out, yes, I did, on random occasions, call and just hang up the phone.
Because you were smitten.
Yes. And,
sure. And you were stalking her.
And it was before the advent of caller ID.
Right. And stalking laws.
Star 69. she had no way of knowing, but she knew it was me.
Right.
That I was going. And
she'd be going out to her car in the morning, and she'd hear a rustle in the bushes.
No, nothing like that.
You're wearing green, this is short. So you could hide.
But eventually, she came around. She called me one day, and she said, you know what? I don't want to be just friends with you.
There you go.
Let's go out on a date.
Which is really saying everything there.
And,
you know,
and
she's in love with you.
And we got married like 6 months later.
Mm.
I'm telling you, I knew it right away.
Mm.
I knew immediately Mom was the one for me.
And that's why Bart should go to Clemson?
Yes, because your gut tells you that that's the school for you. That's where you should go.
You think that's the school for you, Bart?
I'm 90% sure.
Wow, hey, that's great.
All right.
That's fine. You can't do better than that.
All right, bud. Well, fantastic. Well,
okay.
Enjoy the rest of your trip, and, you know, don't even, you know, just sleepwalk through all the other stuff. Hey, Bart.
No, I'm going to pay attention.
Hey, Bart, I'll tell you, in the next couple of weeks, you might be receiving a gift from Uncle Mike.
Really?
An American University sweatshirt.
You don't want to go to AU, Barney.
He's impressed.
I don't.
You could live where I lived in the McDonald's.
Well, then I have to go buy some cock stuff now.
All right, go buy your cock stuff. I'll see you later. I love you.
Okay.
Oh, come on now.
And for Uncle Mike and Buzz, too. I'm dying. Bye.
Bye.
You're what?
He's dying?
He's dying or he's buying?
Oh, he's buying. That must be it. Yeah.
He's buying.
What a relief.
Okay.
Wow.
He's at that age now. He'll tell me he loves me off the air.
Right.
But I've been given those instructions. From now on, he's not going to say he loves me on the air.
Well, you know, I'm experiencing that with my first grader. I mean, she's out of school now, but I mean, I used to get the hug and a kiss every day, and now it's like, damn, a little bit of that. At first, I didn't think it happened that soon.
I mean, there's love every. I mean, there's one thing about my family. We do. Oversaturated. I mean, it's like we wake up. Hi, love you, love you, love you, love you, love
you. Yeah, we do too. I think it's good. I think that's what you should do. Hey, it beats the alternative. My kids don't even recognize me. Buzz.
The problem is now on the air when I say I love you, he doesn't want to give back the love.
Well, that's because it's the public thing,
right? Because you know it's faggy.
Yeah.
It's faggy, as he said to me.
Broke my heart, though, the first day that happened with my daughter. Sure. I said, "Come on, give me a kiss." She's like, "Dad,
Dad."
I was like. First grade, it happened. I thought I'd have like third or fourth grade.
My son still kisses me all the time.
Okay. He's going to be happy to hear that.
You're killing me. You killed me with that one.
Full open mouth kiss.
Full on the lips.
Well, that's not right.
Stop. Hey, give me a son. Hey. I kid.
You kid because you love.
I kid because I love.
Oh, God.
I kid because I pray he goes to Clemson. That's a good school. And
sure it is.
Boy, yep. Save. Tons of dough.
You already got the numbers and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's still expensive.
Way to go, though. Sure. That's good.
But not as. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is this the best of Don and Mike?
Comment, please. What is your name?
Roy.
Hi, Roy. Where are you from?
Pikesville, Maryland.
All right, Roy, here you go. Now listen to this. You have won second row seats to see David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar.
What a great show.
Second row seats. You've won them before you can buy them. David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar, Nissan Pavilion, Friday, August 16th. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 11. The tickets are available through Ticketmaster locations and NissanPavilion.com. Enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Odds are you will see Mike and I at that show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we're working something out right now, and we're excited about it.
Odds are we'll be there. Now, you're going to play for $100 with the celebrity burp, and I'm going to try to give you a clue that really makes it apparent today, although I'm not going to give away the drop-dead clue.
Okay, yeah. For tomorrow, that is.
Tomorrow, I'll give away the absolute clue that makes it impossible for even a retard not to get it.
Okay.
Your previous clues have been a man's man, a lion's mane of hair, a long hair, a rocker, over 20 million records sold.
Mm.
Now I will tell you, never won a Grammy Award, top 40 genre of the music.
Mm.
Never won a Grammy. Top 40 is the genre of the music.
Okay.
Mike, you are wrong.
Okay.
It is a great guess, though.
All right.
And I'm not going to say who Mike guessed.
All right.
Because
it's too close.
It's goddamn good.
It is a good guess.
It's a really good guess.
Yeah, it popped into my head.
All right, my friend, here you go.
Caller, name this celebrity burp.
There you go. And incidentally, please don't laugh. Please don't answer until after you laugh at Mike Sings Like
Trill Crow.
Oh, as promised on yesterday's episode.
Change will do you good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice. Thank you very much.
Now, just in case he gets it, Rob, we should get out the congratulations cartridge.
I've got it ready to go.
You got it. We'll pull it out and put it in the machine just in case.
Are you sure?
Yep.
All right.
I think you might get it.
Mm-hmm.
Want to bet?
Nope.
Okay.
For $100, who is it?
Is it Dee Snider?
You would have won the bet, Rob.
No.
Oh, wow. We're sorry.
No, it is not Dee Snider. Thank you, though. And don't forget that every guest
is a clue for you.
For you.
We could put that CD back in the hopper.
Yeah. Here's another clue. One of the two volumes of greatest hits.
Ready to go.
That this group has, that this singer has, ready to go to play.
Wow.
They have had so many hits, they have two volumes of greatest hits CDs. Okay? Now let's,
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
And you can answer whether you choose to or not. I don't know.
Big Star? Mike, you decide.
Okay.
20 million records sold.
Yeah.
I believe when I went through and did some research, either 10 or 11 number one records. Never won a Grammy, and a big top 40 band.
Wow. Okay?
That's all I can say. Top 40 band, top 40 singer. That's all I can say.
Man.
Okay? Mm. Tomorrow.
You getting anything on this one?
I have one guess, but I don't think it's right. I'll show you what it is.
All right, let's see it, Buzz. See what you got. No.
Nah. Yeah, see, I told you I didn't think it was right.
You had that on the brain, though. You're into that, right?
Not a chance. No. Mike's was closer.
Yeah.
Mike's guess was closer than Buzz's.
Gotcha. Now, I am absolutely stumped.
When I give out the clue tomorrow,
I'll know.
You get it.
Right.
There's 100% chance you'll get it tomorrow when I give out the clue.
Okay. Now I'm thinking about it. I got to get that out of my mind.
Okay. Postponed from yesterday. Wednesdays are always exciting days on the Don and Mike Show, but we had strip trivia yesterday, and thanks again to everybody who came down, made it a great addition. We were not able to read yesterday's final word by Craig Wilson, which certainly deserves a spin on today's show.
Oh, good.
So now, one day later, the final word by Craig Wilson.
When I was younger. So much younger than today.
I judge how out of it I am by the band that play on the Today Show every Friday morning. Part of its summer concert series.
David Bowie was on last Friday. I felt good about that. Not only did I know who he was, I can even remember some of his songs. Various reincarnations he's been through and the cast of characters he's been involved with over the years. There's a certain comfort level there. I felt as if I was seeing an old friend again.
That's why Elizabeth Taylor is so reassuring.
God damn, you got a good paragraph.
I feel as if I've been at all her weddings.
The Friday before, however, a group called the Goo Goo Dolls performed. There was nothing at all comforting about them. I'd never heard of them or any song they ever sang. And nothing about them looked even vaguely familiar, other than the unwashed hair and tattoos, which are the trademarks of most bands these days.
I was the fool, of course. A crowd of screaming young girls was surging outside the studio windows. Some holding up signs that read, "We skip school to see the Goo Goo Dolls."
Skipping school to see the Rolling Stones, I understand. Skipping school to see the Goo Goo Dolls seems like a waste of a good day off. But what do I know? I'm showing my age again.
Music, more than anything else, separates the generations. It also can make us feel old. Paul McCartney, for example, turned 60 Tuesday. I know. The news kind of startled me, too. If Paul McCartney is 60, what does that make the rest of us?
Older than we'd like to think, mister.
It didn't bother me that Bob Hope turned 99 a couple of weeks ago. Or that Queen Elizabeth celebrated 50 years on the throne earlier this month.
God.
If anything, it seems that she's been sitting there a lot longer than that.
But Paul McCartney turning 60? How could that be? When I heard the news, I felt the way I do when I see a picture of the Beach Boys these days. A tad depressed. There are certain people who should never grow old. If not for their sake, they should at least think about how it makes the rest of us feel.
They owe us at least their youth.
When I get older, losing my hair, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine?
You win.
Birthday greetings. A bottle of wine.
Do you think when Paul wrote When I'm 64 back in 1966 that he ever dreamed he'd actually be near that age?
Oh, hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you're listening to The Final Word
by Craig Wilson. I'm sure my childhood friend Pam Hartson never dreamed of such a thing. Nothing more than then again, she probably never dreamed she'd be a grandmother either. But she is. Trying to forget. Several times over.
When I was in high school, her bedroom was plastered with Beatles posters.
Let me just say this right now. You have the killer of all paragraphs lying ahead of you right now.
When I was in high school, her bedroom was plastered with Beatles posters. She even looked a bit like Paul. Although at that point, I think he might have been a little prettier. He wore her hair in a Beatles mop, loved all things Brit, and went off to Ithaca with her collection of Beatles LPs, which she played endlessly.
She knew every song by heart. Back then, "Will You Still Need Me? Will You Still Feed Me When I'm 64? Was just a lyric. But today, it's a legitimate question. I like it better as a song.
Spirit by Frank Wells.
Yeah.
Bravo.
So much in that column he gives. You've got the Elizabeth Taylor reference. You've got where he says, I was the fool, of course. You've got a girl who looks like Paul, although he thinks Paul was prettier.
That, to me, is the definitive sentence in the entire piece today.
She even looks a bit like Paul.
Although, at that point, I think he might have been a little prettier.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yes, there is.
Jesus Christ. Thank you, Craig.
Fantastic. You delivered again.
Thank you, Craig.
It's cool to see the Goo Goo Dolls.
You know, that's why he probably paid attention.
Because of the name of the band. The Goo Goo Dolls.
Goo Goo Dolls. Well, that sounds like something I like.
I think I'll turn the TV up.
I'd like something from Rocky Horror Picture Show. Well, now, who are these guys? Their unwashed hair and tattoos, the trademarks of most bands these days.
It didn't bother me to bob her.
Pope turned 99 a couple of weeks ago. The Queen Elizabeth celebrated 50 years on the throne.
I was the fool, of course.
And where in the world is Matt Lauer's hair?
Yeah. As long as you were talking gay.
Yeah, really. He's in a state of transition.
What Turkish prison did he go to?
That is really looking. It's like, you know, he's losing it. So he's like making that decision to just shave it down, I think.
That's what he says.
Listen, Jesus Christ, go with losing it.
Yeah.
Don't ever let your hair get to that point.
He's losing it in a really bad way.
And it is a mo haircut he's got.
It's terrible.
And it's 100% mo.
It is horrible. I saw it for the first time today. I couldn't believe it.
Tom Brokaw says he wants to know what the bet was.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
First to get AIDS.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
Yeah.
God damn. But, you know, he just signed his contract, right? So now he's doing whatever he wants with his hair.
Apparently so.
It's like Midnight Express.
Billy!
Which is a boobs against the wind.
Billy, and then Jim Carrey did it. Billy.
You know, there's nothing yet in the tabloids about Matt Lauer's gay haircut. I've been looking. I do see Cher's secret gay confession.
Yes.
Drunk Chelsea passes out.
Oh, dear.
Great pictures of Chelsea Clinton, like, bombed.
You know, she doesn't care about the paparazzi because they get her all the time.
And then we got her also, she's pregnant here, according to the Globe.
Good, Chelsea. Oh,
she's pregnant.
All that drinking.
She's pregnant. She's drunk. And back when you go to the last Fox Celebrity Boxing, China says, Joey punched my boobs.
Oh. Well, it's a boxing match.
And let me see if they...
Body blow.
Let me see if they named it. They say six baseball players are gay.
Only six?
Six top players are homosexual.
Not enough for a team.
No. Now, no embellishing here. Don't you play with me here, okay?
Okay, the names are...
Here we go. Now that's exactly what he's going to do.
The names are...
Who are they, Don?
Pedro Martinez.
Stop it.
No, here are the names that they have done. Now I'm not BSing you.
Okay.
The players named, there are only four players named.
All right.
Derek Jeter.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Piazza.
Right.
Sandy Alomar.
Yeah.
And, Roberto Alomar and Brady Anderson.
Really?
Those are the four players named. And, of course, the other two have to be members of the Red Sox.
Past or present.
Past or present. Hall of Famers. Carlton Fisk and Carl Yastrzemski.
That's courtesy of the Globe.
And Don Zimmer.
Yeah, Don Zimmer.
He's a pole smoker. The Zipper.
I got something great.
Imagine that. Just imagine the concept of Don Zimmer being homosexual.
Oh, man, you're great.
And here's China with Joey Buttafuoco. Joey punched my boobs.
I forgot. Did Joey win that boxing match?
Yeah, he beat her up.
She is frightening.
He beat her up bad.
She is absolutely terrifying.
Sure. And then you have...
I think she's a guy.
You know, virtually this whole thing is devoted to gays.
Right.
This whole issue of the Globe, you have Jeff Gordon. And, of course, the rumors about Jeff Gordon have been out there. Uh-huh. And he's getting divorced. And now he's doing everything he can to show that he's not a fag.
Yeah, but I mean, Jeff Gordon, if he is not
look
gay.
At this. Look at this. Look at the picture. He's surrounded himself, like, with three beautiful whores.
Yeah, look at those POAs.
He is getting his picture taken everywhere with all these beautiful whores.
Sure. But isn't, like, if you're not gay, you know, being a race car driver, isn't that, like, the ultimate... Oh, pussy pay magnet?
Oh, that is, yeah. Listen, let me just say, if you're gay and you're a NASCAR driver, and they ever find out for sure,
oh yeah,
you're dead. you're dead. And it's going to be a way where everybody else, all the other drivers get together and say, yeah. All right, here's what's happening. Turn four, 57 laps in.
Welcome to homophobia track.
I mean, because, you know, NASCAR...
Homophobia is right next to Talladega.
NASCAR will accept a lot.
Yes.
They are letting blacks in.
Really?
Yes, there are black drivers.
I'll accept a lot.
they have black drivers.
That's so big of them.
They have black crew chiefs.
Right.
I think they have Asian guys who work putting the, you know, in the pit stops and stuff.
Yeah, we're making vast strides in NASCAR.
But I'm telling you, the one thing.
We don't want no gays.
No fags.
That's where we're going to hold on to our bigotry. We're going to wrap our arms around the knees of that leather suit, the one like Dale used to wear, and we're going to keep them out.
Do you think he's gay? Do you think Jeff Gordon? I don't think Jeff Gordon's gay.
I do.
You do?
I do. And when they finally do kill him in some organized wreck, which will look like it was an accident.
You go high, I go low, spin him around, it's like a corkscrew.
put out the t-shirts. God needed a faggot.
Already printed.
Yeah, we got Talladega Saturday, going down to Daytona, and then homophobia.
Because look at him. Look, he's going out of his way now to do anything to show that he's not gay.
Man, but if he, you know, with the success he's had, if he wasn't gay, if he's not gay, I mean, he can get a lot of, we'll see, pay.
Well, and he's going through a divorce right now, and yeah. part of the reason is alleged that his wife caught him having gay sex.
Oh. Okay, I think we better move on. It's getting a little too close to home, okay?
Oh, all right, stop. I forgot.
Maybe the truth should come out.
I forgot the many parallels between you and Jeff Gordon.
All right. I don't like to talk about that part. I'm just hoping that never comes to light.
And?
If that doesn't come to light, you know, the reason why we've had our problems was, you know, it wasn't anything like what it looked like.
I will tell you something serious.
I was just showing the man how to plug in the hose.
I will tell you something serious that a friend of mine, who's a giant NASCAR fan, said to me.
Right.
When we were having this discussion about Jeff Gordon, I don't know, it was maybe the Michigan 500 or whatever the race was on this last weekend. The guy says to me, and he's one of these NASCAR nuts.
Right.
Like, on the back of his car, he's got all, it's the number three everywhere. He loves Dale Earnhardt. Yeah. He says, I'll tell you why, Jeff Gordon's a fag. And he doesn't even talk with that type of accent.
No,
I'm going to give him that accent for this. He really talks quite like this. I'll tell you why Jeff Gordon's a fag.
Mm-hmm.
Say, why? You know his pit crew? So yeah. You know what the name of the pit crew is? Rainbow Warriors. I said, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's the logo of fags?
God.
I said, what is it, a rainbow? He goes, bingo.
Bingo.
Except he said, bingo.
Bingo.
Bingo, because he doesn't really speak like that at all.
Bingo.
But he did say, I'll tell you why I believe. And he does.
So he's a sophisticated NASCAR fan?
He does not fit the mold of your average NASCAR fan.
Well, NASCAR is now branching out. A lot of people love it.
He's one of these guys that, God damn it, you know, this guy, he's a good friend of mine, but really he should be beheaded every time he wears a sweater tied around his neck.
Yeah. Right? Oh, is this the guy? I know who you're talking about.
Okay, you know exactly who you're talking about. Right, yeah.
Okay. Have you said anything
right,
to him about
it? Right, it was that guy. I'll tell you why Jeff Gordon is a fag. Have you heard the name of his pit crew? You know, Mike's met the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy is...
He's not short of opinions.
He's beyond...
Yeah. You know, I would think that if he was gay... That he would, you know, try to hide it, and he wouldn't name his crew that, since it could be construed as the, you know, the logo of homosexuality being the rainbow. The Rainbow Warriors.
The Rainbow. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, as soon as NASCAR gets a picture.
Right.
As soon as they get a picture, you're gonna get Tony Stewart, and you're gonna get, Dale Jr. and all these guys together. They're gonna have a meeting, and they're gonna decide where Jeff Gordon's gonna die.
Right at homophobia track.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, my name's Rich. I'm from Baltimore.
Yes, hi, Rich.
How you doing?
Okay.
There's been rumors in Baltimore for years about the one that came from Baltimore that went to...
A man named Brady, Brady Anderson.
Yes, right. Brady Anderson. Uh-huh. He's been seen, according to a few friends of mine, in the Baltimore Eagle many times.
What is that, a gay club?
Yes, it's a leather bar.
A leather bar.
Levi bar.
All right.
You know, I heard a rumor that Don and Mike were spotted in Club Wet.
We were.
Yeah.
We were just paying off a bed that night, though.
And I heard a rumor that at the end of the baseball season, we're going to be back in Club Wet.
We are.
What's that say about us?
One of us wearing a gay earring and a leather vest with no shirt on.
Yes. Yeah, no pictures, please.
And now, driving the number 24 car, the KY Jelly car, Jeff Gordon.
Think of all the new sponsors he'd be able to get.
We have to break. I know. Everybody keeps pointing at the machines. Lisa keeps sending me instant messages.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, are you happy? Here you go.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, how's your ass?
Oh, this colonoscopy doctor, she's gorgeous. You should have seen her in her white coat. I wanted to give her a little tongue depressor action. Now,
so you're going to go for another appointment?
No, I don't think so. Looking up the ass was a one-time thing.
But I'm thinking of asking her out.
Hank, how do you ask somebody out who's seen the inside of your ass?
I think she has a thing for me.
How could you tell? Weren't you facing the other way?
Well, granted, I was sedated at the time, but there was a vibe in that room. You know, it usually takes several years to get to that level of intimacy.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFM 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW.
Are you stupid or something?
921027. They're ready to believe you.
Negative.
You're goddamn genius.
Thank you.
Totally devoid of butt weevils. The Don and Mike Show.
We have a wonderful turn of events when we play Password here in a second.
All right.
Where you, the Donna Mike valued home listener, will have a chance to win cash and prizes. It's a little unfair for Tom to play Password, since Tom really, as has been demonstrated on the show,
right,
has a problem reading.
Yeah, he has a problem with letters, words, and things like that.
Right. So it'll be Dennis playing against Tom and special guest star Ryder.
Ryder, who has the brain injury from the car accident.
Right. But it's not affected. It's only affected his speaking.
Just his speaking and some of his motor coordinations, but he's got all his buttons.
Very sharp. And he's down here today to show us what he's had done to his penis.
Oh, I know.
That's the reason he came by. Remember, he had the whole
same
Prince,
reaction, Buzz and I.
He had the whole Prince Albert thing done.
Kind of like that's kind of the turn away sound. Oh,
yeah. Now, before we get to all of that, well, I guess I got to wait a second for Lisa to come in with the list of the hundreds of thousands of people who entered our Hotwire contest.
Very exciting.
Let's take a call. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Speak to us.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah, I just wanted to go with that. By the way, I'm calling for West New York. Shout out.
Great. Thank you. And we're not allowed to talk about that. Yeah, thank you. Hello, Don on my show. Hello? Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah?
You guys always forget the gayest baseball player of all time.
Yes?
The mighty Casey.
Casey at the bat?
He played for Mudville.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Hey, what about Chuck Knoblock? Think about that one for a while.
Knob.
I'll talk to you later.
Right, Knoblock.
I heard a funny joke. Yeah, it just made me think of it. I heard a great joke on the golf course yesterday.
Mike?
And I'm not sure.
You're prepared to give out your phone number?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Ah, as a matter of fact, this is a slam dunk if it's able to be aired.
Well...
What do you call the first cloned woman?
What?
A clunt.
Of course you could air that.
You wouldn't give up my number, though, would you?
No. I laughed. Yeah. Buzz, check the line. Make sure that made it through.
All right. It grows on you, too, a little
made
bit.
It through.
Yeah. No, Mike, that's right there. That's how you play Make Us Laugh. Right there.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I want to make a comment about Brady.
Thanks, Jim.
You want to make a comment about what?
Brady Anderson and the gay thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead,
yeah.
Sir.
Hello?
Duh.
Yeah.
Duh.
Is this Don Mike?
God!
Never
oh,
mind.
Boy. Yeah, not listening.
Here's the deal. Earlier this week, we announced one of our great sponsors, Hotwire.com.
Boy, this is a great prize. I'm jacked about this.
Was going to be giving away $1,000 in airfare anywhere in America and $2,500 in cash.
All right. Unbelievable.
From Hotwire. All we asked you to do was go to Hotwire and pick a location you want to fly to, and then print out the page and fax it to us along with your phone number.
Very good.
We do want to thank the 1,341 people who figured out the system. And Lisa, how many of them printer things did we go through on the fax machine?
Like three or four.
Three or four. Every day, the fax machine was burning out. The printer was going so much.
Melting. It's melting.
So here's the deal. We're going to simply pick names at random based on a number system. I'll ask Mike or Buzz for a number, and then I'll pick the person with a corresponding number.
Okay.
Here's the deal. To win, you have to prove you're listening to the show right now. So if your phone rings, we announce your name here. You have to answer the phone by saying, Don and Mike, you have my permission to put... You have my permission to go on the air.
All right, Don and Mike, you can put my voice on the air.
Yeah, because if you don't say that, I mean, we can't even do the contest anymore where you just have to say
right. The
wacky phrase that pays. You have to answer your phone by saying, Don and Mike, you have my permission to put my voice on the air.
All right. Well, that's fun.
And if
it's fun, isn't it?
Thanks again to the lawyers
right.
for making the contest as tough as friggin' possible.
You used to have a few little catchphrases.
Yeah.
No more.
You used to be able to, like, eat my cheese or,
right. You know,
eat my A or whatever. No, now it's got to be, Don and Mike, you have my permission to put my voice on the air.
Very good.
So, having said that, we're going to take these in the order that they came in.
Okay.
Mike, please pick a number between 1 and 20.
12.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12.
All right.
The number is 12.
I will tell you, the woman's name is Diana, do I have that right? Diana Farrelly.
Huh. Oh, I love her movies.
She would love to go from Washington, D.C. to Hawaii.
Oh, boy.
I picked a good one, huh?
That'd be nice.
I picked a good one, dude.
She's got from Ronald Reagan Alzheimer's Airport to, what the hell is that island? Kauai?
Kauai.
Kauai?
It doesn't look like Kauai. It looks like Kawahalahu.
K-A-H-U-I-U-I.
K-A-H-U-I.
U-I. Come on, I want to lay ya.
You should take her extra money and buy some consonants. It makes no sense.
Anyway.
Well, anyway, it's probably the name of the airport is what it is.
Where she wants to go.
Probably in Honolulu is probably what it is.
We're now. If this woman answers her phone by saying, Don and Mike, you have my permission to put the voice on the air.
Is she going
to
win not only the airfare, but also the extra money?
Yep.
Man, so, I mean, there's like $3,500 on the line here.
Here we go.
Very exciting.
She's the first person who gets a shot.
See if she's listening.
Now, if they don't answer the phone that way, I'm going to have to delete it out.
Yeah.
The number you have reached is not in service.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Okay, let's redial just to make sure.
Lots of people did it the right way.
Hold on.
Okay.
The number you have reached.
Got it.
Okay, here we go.
Her again.
Now, that's not her fault. That's a fast busy.
Right. Hundreds of her friends are calling her right now. Having a little trouble with the phone.
Here we go.
All right. It was an awfully fast ring.
Now, I'm on. I want to send you to Hawaii, honey.
Now, you didn't say what time you were going to do this, right?
No.
So,
no, I'm
it's a real test.
You got to be listening to the show. Don't even hit the dump. Nope.
Yep, that's a drag.
Buzz?
Yes?
Please pick a number between 20 and 40.
Is it 3? Three.
Try three.
20 to 40. All right, here we go.
Oh, between 20 and 40. I'll make it 23 then.
23?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Buzz. This one right here. Look at that. And it's 23, and I'll tell you right now, the guy's name is Jim Griffith.
All right.
And he wants to fly from Philly to Orlando.
Nice little trip.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how much that costs on Hotwire?
$146.
$167.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
It's pretty freaking cheap.
We got half a dozen an hour.
Here we go.
I just pulled a Joe. We're just selling, Mike.
Answer your phone.
$20?
Answer your phone by saying, Donna Mike, you have my permission to put my voice on the air.
Or words to that effect.
Yeah. Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Boy, if it costs $167 to fly to Orlando, this guy's going to have $900 worth of travel left, $800 worth of travel left.
That's great.
Hello? Mike, you have our permission to put my voice on the air.
There.
You the man.
Oh, that is. That's a winner, right?
Way
there.
To
that's
go,
a
yeah.
Winner, my friend.
You had a little glitch there when you said hello, but then you got it right in there. Way to go.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That is a winner. Your name is James Griffiths?
Yes, it is.
And you must live in the Philly area since that's where you want to fly from, right?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, so.
Absolutely. You know what? You guys rock down here.
Thank you. And, wow, now, you went on hotwire.com and from Philly to Orlando International Airport is $167 round trip for ticket.
I couldn't believe the rate. I could not believe that price.
Yeah. You know, really, when I was saying 147, I seriously meant like a one-way ticket. Round trip is 167?
Yes.
That is amazing.
That is an awesome airfare.
So now you understand, you've won $1,000 worth of travel from Hotwire. You don't have to go to Orlando.
Right.
You can go anywhere you want. If you want to go to Orlando, that'll run you about, what, $300? You can use the other $700 to fly somewhere else.
Fantastic.
Because you want a $1,000 travel certificate to Hotwire.
Wow.
And $2,500 in cash.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this.
Way to go. You sound like a nice guy. I'm glad you won.
Well, let me tell you something. Hotwire, I just cannot believe how nice you guys are to do this promotion, because that is an amazing deal. Mainly because you will not find many other competitions giving you that much money plus airline tickets.
I will tell you right now, Hotwire really hates the fact that you just won.
They love
that. That's pretty damn good.
They love
that's
you.
Pretty darn good for
you. Well, let me tell you something. It makes my day knowing that I won on the Don and Mike show.
All right.
Even better. Well, listen, my friend, and I got to read you this. Log on to Hotwire for deep discounts on flights, hotel rooms, and rental cars. Hotwire partners with quality travel companies to bring you amazing deals you can't find anywhere else. Log on to Hotwire today to see how much you can save on your next trip. You were the 23rd person to fax us out of 1,341 people.
Way to go.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Now, are you going to go to Orlando, or are you thinking about somewhere else?
Well, it depends on where Don and Mike end up, you know?
Oh, man. Somebody bronze this guy.
I would say put in Tampa Bay.
I'm about to quit my job and just follow them around.
There you go.
Groupie.
All right.
Yeah, we'll probably end up. Actually, we may end up going to Hawaii. I heard John say that, that was possible. I'm going to look into that.
Do it.
Yeah, you can do it. As a matter of fact, even if they give, if it's like $1,000 worth of travel credit.
Right.
The Hotwire fare might be $1,080.
Sure.
So you just take the extra. You take the $80
right.
From the $2,000, $2,500 they're giving you.
Amen. Perfect. Have a great time out there.
There you go.
I'll call my wife and say the $80 on me, baby.
All right.
All right. Listen, thank you for listening, WYSP in Philly.
Yeah.
Thank you for navigating your way through Hotwire.com. Thanks for listening. Hold on a second.
Thanks, Tim.
And that's how easy it is.
Man.
I like that one. He does sound like a really good guy. I'm glad he won. That's great.
Very nice. Very nice. And thanks to everybody who entered the contest. That was really the only fair way to do it, to go through 1 through 20, 20 through 40, 40 through 60, because the people who faxed in first
right.
really mm-hmm. should have gotten the first shot, at least I thought.
Yeah, and they, it's no secret. That's what Hotwire's doing. They want people to, check them out, mm-hmm. and obviously this guy had done that, and I think it's a great contest. I'm glad the guy won.
Also from our fax machine, we just received this. That there is a talking about the ball players.
Right.
If you go to the sportingnews.com and you look at the current roster of your 2002 Pittsburgh Pirates, there is an outfielder named Craig Wilson.
Somebody's doing their thinking
he's
today.
A pirate.
You sure he doesn't play catcher?
He's a pirate. Hello. Dynamite.
Hey, how you doing? I'm trying to get a hold of Dynamite.
Yeah, it's us. Hi there. Hello?
Don.
Yes, speak to us, sir. Come on.
I think that was one of the fastest contests you guys have ever had, isn't it?
I believe so. I thought we'd have to go through four or five people, really.
Unbelievable.
That was great. I hope we do that again.
I'm telling you, I wish I was the winner.
Yeah, well, he's going to Hawaii, and Andy's got $2,500.
Oh, you going to go with him, Mike?
Hey, I think I might. You know, I'm not doing anything.
There you go.
All right.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, this is James again.
Oh, is this the guy who just won the contest?
Absolutely.
Oh, I see. Hold on. He wants to call his wife on the air and tell her the good news.
Okay. I would love to.
Yeah, what the hell? Hold on. Hold on just a second. Let me make that happen. Hold on.
Very good.
Very cool.
Yeah, right, that's cool.
You just got to tell her she's on the air.
No, absolutely.
What's your wife's first name?
Valerie.
And where is she? Hope she's not out banging some other guy.
At work, no less.
Yeah. Hello, this is Valerie Griffiths in the Information Science Libraries and Archives Department.
Wow.
I'm sorry I'm not able to take your call.
I told you.
But if you
she's out banging some other guy.
Right.
Message, I'll be sure to get back to
you. You leave her a message?
I can do that.
Yeah, leave her the message.
Hey, babe, it's your hubby, Jay. I just want to let you know we are on the air right now with two of the best radio gods on our, Don and Mike.
Hello.
And some of the nicest people in the world at Hotwire.com. And we have just won $1,000 travel certificate from Hotwire.com and $2,500 cash. I know I'll be getting that reward tonight. I love you, babe.
Hey, all right. Very good. And Valerie, this is Don. I hope you're not banging some other guy right now. I wonder why you're not at your desk at work right now.
Get home, Valerie. You might want to take the rest of the afternoon off.
All right.
Well, enjoy your time with that guy now because I get mine tonight.
All right. Thank you, James.
Thank you so much.
Hold on a second. It's too bad she wasn't there.
Yeah.
Oh, let me add a little more to her message. Hold on just a second. It's line 8.
Okay. Hey, buddy, it's your old pal Dave. I wonder if you would take a request. Yeah. Go into real estate.
Oh, man. Dave makes any message better.
Yes, he does.
He does. That's the part that people can never figure out at the end. Right. And I know people have rewound them.
Sure.
And thought, is that David Letterman?
Yeah. What's he doing on my answering machine?
leaving me a message? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, does Don have a bartender or catering for Mike's birthday yet?
Sir, we're working on that.
I'd love to come bartend if he needs a bartender.
All right, listen, you to...
And then he was killed.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. And then he was sucked into a street sweeper.
And, Mike, you know this is going to happen. I always love taking at least one of these calls.
A complainer?
Here's someone who's going to complain.
Oh, good. The sour, you know, all this joy for this one person. Hi, I guess you can't share the joy, can you?
I would like to congratulate the current winner. However.
Right.
Are you there?
Yeah.
I would like you to play the tape back and listen to the gentleman as he picks up the phone and says hello.
Yeah.
Then I don't know if it was either Don or Mike that then says, and then he said the phrase that.
You know what? I would have given you, dummy, the exact same break.
Okay.
So your complaint is that the guy said hello, and I went, and then he said, Don and Mike, you have my permission? That's your complaint?
Hey, you know, there's not a person we would have called that we would not have cut that much slack to.
Fair enough, then.
All right. Fair enough. He sounds happy.
Goodbye.
I think that's sold.
Hey, try to share someone else's joy.
Goodbye. I'm glad you lost.
Where are you calling from?
And if you had won, I hope your plane had crashed. Hello. Don and Mike Show. I don't think that's why they had the Hotwire one. So
turn your radio down.
Hope your plane crashes. Hello.
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment about one of the gay baseball players.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, some guy called in and mentioned Brady Anderson was gay or something.
Yeah.
But I, too, went to American University, and I knew some girl that did sleep with him.
Well, then he could be bi. All right, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Wait a minute. You know, Brady, I don't think Brady Anderson went to American University.
The Brady Anderson supporters are not really selling his case.
No.
The one guy called to say that he thought he was gay because he went to that leather club.
Yeah.
Fellow Don and Mike show.
Allegedly.
Hey there.
Hey, how you doing, guy?
Hey there.
How's it going? You sound like you're in a better mood today.
Hey there.
Yeah, you looking forward to a big weekend?
How you doing?
Yeah, what do you got planned this weekend?
Hayden.
Oh, I got you.
Really?
I got you, yeah.
That's
is that Saturday or Saturday and Sunday?
Hayden.
Well, I hope it doesn't fall off.
Hayden.
Yeah. Hope you don't break her wide open.
Hayden.
Yeah. All right. See you later. How you doing, guy?
Hayden.
There you go. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, hey, guys. What's the school that Bart's visiting today?
South Carolina.
So do you realize if he actually picked that school in the Geronimo family, you'd have both the cocks and the balls?
Thank you. Goodbye. Get out of here. When we come back, a real, real wild experiment.
It's going to be a tremendous, riveting, fast-paced radio.
Password, Dennis Murphy playing against Tom Gavin and Ryder.
Yeah.
For you, the valued Don and Mike consumer, we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So keep watching Jeopardy 24 hours a day and call this number. You dumb son of a bitch, you don't watch it 24 hours a day. Hi, I'm Alex Trebek, and
son of a bitch.
Huh? Wait a minute. Run that by me again. I don't understand that. I didn't pause. All right, let's start cutting. There's a daily cash prize of $1,000 and dollars. Ah. Oh, son of a bitch. Somebody gonna tell me why? Here's a little hint. Pick up, take one.
$25,000.
All on the same tape. How are they going to lose it? $25,000, $50,000, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, dollars, 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 dollars. Well, I'm not quite ready, so I'm going to do it now. Dollars. It's for you. No. Call now and play Phone Jeopardy. You. 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 And them, too.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, everyone. This is Alex Trebek. Listening to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara is really putting yourself in jeopardy. So I never do it.
America's favorite helmets. Don and Mike.
Like the good stuff just doesn't keep coming. Tomorrow on the show, we're giving away a 2-night, 3-day trip for two to New York.
All right.
Living in our apartments.
Yeah, well,
we're not using them.
See Robin Williams live on Broadway. Cool. That's from HBO. Robin Williams, Broadway Theater, New York City, Sunday, July 14th at 9. Only on HBO. Only on HBO. It's not TV. It's HBO.
HBO!
All right, we'll take a call or two while the contestants are being wheeled in.
Bring them in, please.
For a password. Hello.
Hey, hello.
Don and Mike, hello.
Neighborhood sign guy from New York City. How are you?
What, hello?
Yeah, this is your sign guy, Joe. Remember me?
Hi, Joe.
Oh, the guy who's
here? Yeah, hi. I just hope I had to make a brief statement. Just brief.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Well, the rating spike should be a glimmer of hope. I mean, because middays have been empty without you, really. I miss you guys dearly. And what it all comes down to is the management at the station over there, they should be the ones eating dog food.
All right, listen, we can't get into that. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay.
We got people in here now, too.
Thanks for your support, and... Well, he hung up.
Yeah, all right, he's gone.
Okay, well.
We've got our contestants in here. Let me get Ryder's microphone.
Let me take another call while you get them all set there. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Mr. Skin here. Sorry, you guys, I missed you guys. I've been hanging out with Morris Jones and Mike Landis.
Why, you have been banned from the show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Password. And
Can I get Tom's microphone down in front of him, please?
Joining us today.
Oh, I don't know.
We have playing as a team, Thomas Aloysius Gavin.
Yes.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Don.
Also joining us with his recently pierced genitals, Ryder.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Ryder. And, of
Hi,
course...
Mike. Hi there, Ryder. How you doing?
Major effing star, Dennis Murphy. What?
Long time no see.
Great to see you now.
How are you guys all doing?
Doing good, Mike?
I'm not doing well because I want to tell that nuthead. He calls me all the time and tells me to, he tells me to meet him somewhere, guys.
Shut up.
No, you shut up, Murphy.
Why can't you guys have this out? If you got Dennis, you got to really get close. Dennis,
if there are issues, let's get the issues out before we play the game.
You got to be close to the microphone.
Okay. Because he calls up and says stuff about my mom.
I couldn't do that.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yes, you did. You called up.
Will you play Pac-Look? Can we play Pac-Look, please?
No.
Go ahead, jump in, Ryder, if you want to say something.
I live in the bin down by the river.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Are there any issues, really, Tom, that you would like to bring up with Dennis before we play Password?
Because he calls me up and says stuff about my mom.
With that.
My mom just passed away just like last.
Dennis, did you call Tom?
What makes you think Dennis did that?
Because he calls up and says, meet him somewhere.
Well, what about your mom? I mean, I'm sorry about your mom dying, but you think that Dennis was making fun of that? I don't think Dennis would do that.
I called the day she died and wished you condolences. I said nothing about your mother.
Do you understand?
Tom?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Dennis called to say he was sorry that your mom had passed away.
Back.
Yes.
Yes. So what's your problem, dear?
Why are you mad?
Because he calls me up and tells me to meet him somewhere at a bar. Uh-huh.
Did you ask Dennis to meet you at ask Tom to meet you at a bar, Dennis?
No.
Yes, he did. He's telling me.
Dennis, speak to Tom. Have the debate. Have this out.
Can we talk about this? Gentlemen?
No.
What?
Talk about it right now.
Let me air it out. Tom is a bad person. You don't want Tom to have your phone number. Tom calls you. Get in. Stay out.
You do the same thing. You do the same thing.
Tom,
yes, you do. You called me last night. Yes, you did.
I'm gonna call you.
Nice.
Bull.
Hold on, Ryder wants to say something.
Go ahead.
Ryder. Can we all just get along?
I agree, Ryder.
Ryder is two for two.
Yeah. Okay, let's play Password.
All right, we're going to play Password, and here's the deal.
They hate each other, Tom.
There is something that we want you guys to get to eventually. For instance, let me play the game with Mike.
Very good.
And I will write down now and show. Mike, if you would please take your headphones off.
All right.
And put your fingers in your ears.
Very good.
I will whisper. I'm going to try to get Mike to say
Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay, now.
Good.
Okay, Mike. Now, I am allowed.
Headphones back on?
Yes. I am allowed in 30 seconds. I there are five different clues.
All right.
And I am allowed to try to get Mike to say that eventuality. Now, the first. Now, hold on, Mike. You got to take your headphones off again.
Oh, okay.
Let me just.
Do I block my ears again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hold on. Hold on.
Don's writing.
Okay. I can only give him one word clues. Now, what I'm going to try to get Mike to say, here are the five clues that lead up to Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to try to get him to say NFL.
Yes.
East. Green. Fat.
Yeah.
That would be the coach. And Donovan, who's Donovan McNabb. Hopefully, by the end of that, Mike will know it's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
All right, Mike.
The game works.
Now, did you hear anything?
I heard NFL. Oh, you're so damn loud. I was practically going into my brain with my thumbs.
All right, well, then I'll play with only four.
Okay.
All right, only four.
Should I put the headphones on?
Yeah, please do. Because now you have...
That's all I heard, though.
You have 30 seconds to get the next word.
All right.
West.
East.
Correct. The next word. Blue.
Bayou.
Red.
Green.
Also correct. Skinny.
Fat.
Correct. Quarterback.
Favre.
Black.
Williams.
Mobile. Actually, we get more time.
Cunningham.
We would get more time.
You know what? You should get 60.
Yeah.
Close.
McNabb.
Donovan. So, now Mike has got NFL, East, Green, Fat, Donovan.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, what is the password?
The Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Way to go.
There you go.
Way to go, Don. And Mike.
Thank you, Dennis.
Now, that's exactly how we would like you guys to do it.
Tom, we need you closer to the microphone.
Yes.
Now, you will be playing for people. Let's start with Don, who's in Philadelphia. Don.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, my friend. Now, you're playing here for the Blockbuster Freedom Pass. Or actually, if these guys manage to pull this off, you're going to win $50.
Fantastic.
Either way, you're going to win the Blockbuster game Freedom Pass, let you get a video game, one game a day for a month, and five free DVD rentals from Blockbuster.
Sounds
now,
great.
In this case, I believe Dennis will be trying to convince Ryder and Tom.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, very good. Now pay attention, guys.
Ryder.
So the way this is going to work, either Tom or Ryder, since Ryder is here to help Tom.
Ryder can help Tom.
Ryder can help Tom, and either Tom or Ryder can give the answer,
yes,
right?
And keep in mind...
You can give that to Dennis, and those are the words he has to give.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, here you go, Mike. You can pass that to Dennis. Dennis, do not let them...
I know.
Now, we need both Tom and Ryder, I guess, to listen to music while Mike gives the password.
One of them's going to have to cover their ears because they'll have one
second. Okay.
Guys, right now I want you to... Here, it's easier than this. Guy, put your fingers in your ears and go, la, 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 la.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la,
la,
la,
okay, 11.
Hold on, and now, Dennis, you may only give them one
clue.
One. Hold. Keep the piece of paper.
Okay. Okay.
You may only give them
see through it. So put your hand.
Okay.
You may only give them one word clues.
Okay.
To get them to say the very first password. Go.
Animal. Cat. Cat.
I said that when already.
Cat. Meow. Cat.
Dog.
Yeah.
All right.
Yay.
All right. Okay. So now, and you know what, Mike? Just take the paper from Dennis.
Thank you.
Take it from him because he's holding it where they can see it.
Yeah. Right.
All right. So the first word is dog. Ryder or Tom, would you like to guess at what the password is? Based on your first clue, which is dog.
Wolf. Scooby Doo. Hey!
Go, Ryder!
Wow.
Oh, my God! That was so awesome.
Wow. Ryder has trouble talking, but he's got it all going on up there. He's a great guy.
God.
This might just have to be Tom versus Dennis. Ryder maybe can't play.
Ryder's just too good.
Yeah, the clues were dog, hit, movie, mystery, and cartoon.
Way to go, Ryder.
And the answer was Scooby-Doo.
Very good, Ryder.
That means Don.
Yes.
You win $50, my friend.
Fantastic. I'll tell you, when they started giving the clues, I thought I was taking my Blockbuster card and going home.
No. Get you $50, and thanks for listening.
Thank you.
WYSP in Philly. Now let's try one round without Ryder.
Okay, and Tom is going to give the clues now,
yes,
right?
Yes, Tom will give.
Right.
And we're going to game number two, which means that Dennis has to put his hands over his ears.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, please tell us the first password.
Say la la la, Dennis.
La la la.
Now keep doing it, keep doing it. All right, game two. The passwords are leader, beard, hiding, evil, and cave. Now, do we have to tell Tom the word, do you think? Well, Rob, you're going to have to help. Help Tom. You're over on that side of the studio. All right. Keep going. La, la, la.
Just give him one word at a time. Here. Ready? Remember, Tom, you can only give Dennis one-word clues.
All right, ready?
One-word clues. Are you ready? Okay, Dennis.
Dennis.
Murphy, wait.
There you go. Now, Tom,
okay.
Give him one-word clues to get him to say the word that Rob just told you.
Good luck.
Go.
L. Tom. No.
Tom, you can't spell.
Oh.
Well, you're telling me. Bun and bum.
G. Tom, can you say a word?
Yes.
Okay.
L. Say a word, Tom.
No help.
Word. R. Tom, can I say a word?
I'm terribly sorry.
I am afraid that we're going to have to include Ryder in the game.
Very good.
Yeah,
it's fun if Ryder gives all the clues.
Ryder can give every other clue.
Okay, every other clue.
Ryder can give every other clue.
Rob, you want to show Ryder with the next...
So the first word is...
Did we have 30 seconds to get the first word?
L. That was Tom's word, L.
What do you mean that was Tom's word?
That was Tom's guess.
Yeah.
That was Tom's guess.
It goes up on the board now, right?
It goes up on the board.
What they could not get was leader.
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 But Tom's guess was simply the letter L. Dennis.
Yeah.
What?
Would you like...
No, L.
Why are you stopping the game right now?
Let's do it.
Hold on. Did I get a player for this game?
No, I don't think I got anybody else.
There's a bit of confusion in the studio right now. Can't imagine why.
Don and Mike, who's this?
You have a player now. It's Keith.
Keith, where are you from?
Baltimore, Maryland.
Beautiful. Thank you. On WJFK. All right. Ryder will be giving the... Dennis, put
Dennis needs to cover his ears.
Put your hands over your ears.
All right.
And actually, you could just...
The password is beard.
Okay, you ready? All right, Ryder, you have 30 seconds. Use one-word clues.
All right, don't say that. Don't do it anymore, Dennis. Stop. The breath... Your breath.
Wake up, Murphy.
Hey. Okay.
Hey, Dennis.
Hey.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Oh, my God, your breath, Dennis.
30 seconds, Ryder. And
Christ.
Go.
Stop. German.
What was, Dennis, what was your response?
German.
German.
Okay.
No, you have more time, Ryder.
Come on.
Hello.
Web.
Let's see. Should have got it after
Abraham Lincoln.
That's two words.
Sorry.
All right, Dennis, you blew it again, Dennis.
I'm sorry. The word we were looking for was beard.
Beard.
Beard. Beard.
Now, Tom, are you learning how to give the clues a little better now?
And actually, you would have been disqualified because Abraham Lincoln is two words.
Yeah.
All right. Now, blow your breath in the other direction this time, Dennis, but put your fingers in your ears. All right.
And just whisper to Tom what the next word is.
Tom will be giving passwords for the word hiding.
Are you ready?
Yeah. All right, Dennis.
All right, Dennis.
Okay.
Go to, now remember, Tom, you can't say the word, though.
Okay.
And you can't spell it.
Okay.
Go.
H.
Very good.
Okay.
Tom.
No.
A. No A.
Come on, Dennis.
Okay, come on.
Dennis was such a mic hog that time that he didn't even give Tom a chance to give
him. Tom, listen, you're not going to be able to play anymore if you can't give words. You have to say entire words.
Hey, Tom, it's words that are like the word that they give you.
Like, for instance, the word that you were trying to get Dennis to say was hiding.
Hiding.
So a word that you might have said was seeking, as in hide and seek.
Uh-huh.
Or cowering.
Good luck. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right.
All right, Ryder has the next word for
you. The la-la-las. The password is evil.
How you feeling about your chances of winning there, Keith?
Not so great.
Yeah.
All right.
We got Ryder here. Ryder does okay.
All right. And Ryder, 30 seconds, one-word clues, go.
Okay, hold on. Before I begin, I just want to tell Dennis that it's all right, and just take it easy.
Okay.
You're going to get this.
Okay.
All right.
Way to go.
And
okay.
Go.
Okay. Devil.
Horn.
Good.
Evil.
Hey!
Good.
Way to go, Dennis. Way to go, Ryder.
Ryder, very good strategy calming Dennis down before that. That was very good.
Thank
so
you.
Far,
thus good. Far, we have leader, beard, hiding, and evil.
We get a chance for Tom to give one more set of clues
yes,
here.
We do now. Tom, Dennis
block your ears.
I know what it is.
Well, no, block your ears, because we want to have time to give you the last clue.
All right, now, Tom.
The password is cave.
All right, Dennis.
Tom will be giving cave.
Does he have to, Mike?
Yes. He has to.
For the entertainment.
Dennis.
Value. All right, Dennis.
All right, now.
Now, calm down, Dennis. Don't talk so much when...
Tom, remember... Think of words, entire words, that remind you of the word you're trying to get Dennis to say.
Good luck, Tom. I know you can do it this time.
And
step up to the microphone.
Here we go.
K. Okama?
Dennis, you're a dumbass.
You know.
Yeah. You're a dumbass.
I know you know the... All right. Okay. Go ahead. Keep going, Tom.
A.
No, this is awful.
This is a train wreck. It's a train wreck because of him.
This is awful.
Yes, I'm pointing at you.
Okay.
Good job. Good job, Tom.
Thank you.
Good job.
The word was cave.
Cave.
All right, and Dennis, being as it's leader, beard, hiding, evil, and cave.
Osama bin Laden.
There you go.
Now, why did you say Osama when he gave you K?
Why?
Yeah. You're skipping ahead, right? Because you knew the answer to the whole puzzle. Very good.
But why did you say Osama? You said you knew it, and we said don't say it.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Okay. Why did you say it?
I shouldn't have got it. I shouldn't have got it.
No, don't worry about it. Are we ready for game three?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll do one more before the break, okay?
Who's got an ice cream headache?
Did I win, guys?
Yeah, you win. You win $50. Hold on. This time, Ryder and Tom will play.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, or rather, Ryder and Dennis will play.
I'll watch.
And Tom has to guess.
Yes.
What the password is.
Very good. All right.
Okay.
Now, Tom, we need you to block your ears for game three.
Give me the
thing. So you got it? So, once these guys get the five, for instance, if these guys got leader, beard, hiding, evil, and cave, it would be up to Tom to figure out Osama bin Laden.
We ready to play?
Oh.
Yes, we are.
The password is... City. All right.
Okay.
Is Ryder giving first?
Yeah. Did you hear that, Ryder?
No, Ryder saw it.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Dennis, did you hear it? Yes or no?
I couldn't hear it, Don.
All right, great. 30 seconds. This is Ryder trying to get Tom to say that word. Go, Ryder.
Suburbs.
Southern bin Laden.
No, Tom.
No, Tom. Keep going, Ryder. You're giving to Tom. You're giving to Tom.
You're giving to Tom.
Suburbs.
No, he's giving to Dennis.
Oh, he's giving to Dennis?
Oh, you said Tom.
Okay, hold on.
He's giving...
What?
Ryder was giving to Tom.
No, my mistake. Here's the deal. Ryder and Dennis...
Are giving to Tom.
No. They will come up with, between them, the five words. Then when all five words are on the board, it is up to Tom to read the five words and
guess,
figure out what the password is.
Oh, I didn't even know that. You threw us all for a loop.
I know.
All right, here we go. So now...
Hold on. Did anybody get that besides me?
No.
Nobody got that?
No.
Now I get it.
Yeah, now we get it.
No, I thought we were going to involve Tom more in the game.
Mike, that was hard.
I know. That's okay. Mm. All right. So now let's continue.
Okay, so we'll give Ryder a fresh 30 seconds.
And you've got the word, Ryder, that you're trying to give Dennis? Okay, ready?
And go.
Washington.
City.
City. That's right. Way to go.
All right.
Nice job.
That's the first word. Now, Tom.
Yes.
What you're doing is you're going to look at this list, and with as many words as these guys get, you're going to figure out what the password is, okay?
Okay.
Very good.
All right. Now, Ryder, put your hands over your ears, please.
Oh,
all
no, right. Please.
Hey, dummy.
He puts his hands over his ears.
Okay. Put your ears over your ears.
Ryder, okay. Ryder, put your hands on your ears.
The password is Eagle.
You got it, Dennis?
Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Philadelphia?
No.
Oh.
No. No, no, no. That's the password.
Idiot.
The password is Philadelphia. Dennis gave Philadelphia as his clue.
Well, okay. I never thought Dennis would come in here and shred this game.
This is awful.
You screwed it up, Murphy.
I apologize to our listeners.
It's another in his long line of abysmal failures.
You know, I'm sorry that I didn't explain it correctly.
Right.
But Dennis, you see, city, people. Liberty, Bell, cream cheese, Philadelphia.
Jesus Christ, dumbass.
Oh, Tom, dumbass.
Murphy, you're a dumbass.
Do we need to regroup? Do we need to regroup and, like, go for another round here?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And then we're going to play the game properly.
We desperately need to regroup.
Right.
We desperately need to regroup.
We do. It's very, very difficult.
what would each of the three contestants like to say on their own behalf?
First, Dennis Murphy.
I screwed up.
Okay, Dennis says he screwed up.
Ryder, what would you like to say on your behalf?
Well,
yes.
That's just gotta get. I don't know.
Okay, and Tom?
Tom?
Yes, I almost got him right.
Uh-huh.
If anybody's out there, they can go to the website.
Very good.
Thank you, TomGavin.com.
Hey, Ryder.
Yeah.
How about show Tom and Dennis what you had done to your...
Have the revelation.
I can't say the S word, Tom.
Uh-oh.
Ha-ha. What's that?
Show them what you had done right now. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. We're going to have the revelation now.
Right here?
Right here, right now.
Right here, Ryder.
Get it over with.
Both Tom and Dennis are going to see...
Oh, dear.
...what Ryder has had done to
tell me when it's over.
...genitals.
The piercing.
Hey, Mike...
What, Tom?
Hi, where's Chuck?
No, not now.
Not today.
Tell me when it's over.
You both have to look at it and tell me what you think.
Oh! Oh!
Tom! Tom, what did you think of what you saw,
he
Tom?
Got his...
Tom, you can say penis.
Penis.
Lila.
How could you do that, Lila?
Why did you do that?
Oh, Lila.
Lila, you gross.
Like I said on the show, 5 seconds are real pain.
You're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
Tom, using the word penis, what did Ryder have done?
Oh.
You know what you just said?
Yeah.
You can't say the word that starts with D.
Yeah.
You can say penis. What did he have done to his penis?
He got his penis pierced.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
And what did you think of that?
Yucky.
What about you, Dennis?
Oh, I'm getting killed just looking at it.
There you go.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I think we're going to have a good second round of battle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you guys think we're going to have a better second round?
Yeah.
Come on, Tom.
Come on. Give me Mike. Come on. Give me a Mike.
Come on.
Please, Charlie.
Charlie.
Dennis,
oh my.
Dennis.
Well, yes.
Don't think about it.
No.
Fuck it up.
Okay.
You do them. See them.
Into the microphone, Tom. Into the microphone. Go ahead.
Train wreck. It's a train wreck show right now.
Whoa.
There are no survivors. All casualties.
There you go, Tommy.
All right, we'll break. And Mike, I will leave it to you during the commercials to explain the game.
All right.
To these three.
No problem at all.
And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Now, which one of my beauties will bump?
Janice.
The lovely Janice will wind it up and let it go.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. From D.C. on WJFK 202-432-1067. And from New York City on WNEW 692-1067. They're ready to believe.
Look at that son of a bitch. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we're going to try password again.
We're going to go to the next round.
We're going to give this one more try.
I think it's going to work this time.
Let's get a person on the phone, a player. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mary.
Mary, where are you from?
I'm from Ashburn.
Beautiful. Mary, say hi to Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
And say hi to Ryder.
Hi, Ryder.
Hi, Mary.
And, of course, Dennis.
Hi, Mary. How you doing?
Hi, Dennis.
Dennis doesn't even wait.
Dennis, of course, jumping in. That's Dennis, I think, in the second round, if you can learn one thing, that's what you got. You got to relax.
Okay.
You haven't been here for a while, and, no. And Ryder, when he tried to calm you down, was right on the money.
Yes.
Where you just take a deep, you know, like, sure. You know how we waited for the caller to say hi to Tom and then hi to Ryder, and then you jumped right.
Yeah.
See, you're jumping ahead too much.
Oh, all right, now here's the thing. Okay. Now, if I understand the game, here's how we're going to be playing. Dennis and Ryder will be playing to get the five clues.
Right.
Once the five clues are on the board, Tom Gavin will have 30 seconds.
Now give me 60.
If you like.
Thank you.
60 seconds to figure out what the password is.
Now, in game number four, is Dennis going to be giving or receiving?
Dennis will give.
Dennis will give. All right, come on over here, Dennis. I'm going to show you all the... That's the overall word, so don't worry about that. And those are the clues, okay? That's going to be the first one. All right, now, Ryder, we need you to put your fingers in here. Go la, la, la.
And now, Mike?
The password is newspaper.
So remember, Dennis, you have 30 seconds using one-word clues to get Ryder to say that. Are you ready, Dennis?
Yes.
And go.
Right up on the mic.
Not
right.
Slow.
One more time.
Not cool.
Another time.
Not cool.
I believe he's saying metro.
Not cool.
Public transportation.
Print.
Print.
Schedule.
Book.
Newspaper.
Metro.
Give it to him, Metro. What a dumb first clue.
Whoa.
Dennis, it's the name of the subway system here. Newspaper. Now, Tom, remember, you're looking at that. That is your first clue, Tom. Newspaper. Okay? Do you understand, Tom?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go now. Ryder, we need you to put your fingers in your ears and do la-la-la a little bit.
Newspaper.
Clue B. The password is brown.
What was that, Tommy?
Newspaper delivery.
No, Tom, you got to wait till all the clues are...
Wait till... Don't need to guess yet, Tom. All right, Ryder, we're ready.
You ready, Ryder?
Go.
Yeah.
And go.
Up into the microphone, Ryder.
Color.
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 Black and white.
Gog.
Black and white was more than one word, but go ahead. Dog.
Okay.
sorry.
This isn't a lot to go on.
No.
Keep going, Dennis. You can keep giving clues.
Yeah.
Excrement.
Excrement.
Ass.
No.
No. Yeah. The second word, Tom, if you will look, the second word that they did not get is brown.
Brown.
Mary?
Yes?
Now, Mary, you're playing for $50 if Tom can figure out the password.
Okay.
And we will let Tom have a guess if he likes right now. Tom, would you like to guess? Your two clues are newspaper and brown. Any idea what the password is?
Delivery.
Delivery, no. That was his first guess.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Now, Ryder, we need you to block your ears one more time.
The password is... Children.
Okay, Ryder.
Dennis, that's the word you have to get Ryder to say in 30 seconds. Go.
Father. Father.
Father.
Mother.
Mother.
daughter.
Cook.
Son.
Boy.
Girl.
Cook. Cook.
I wish people could see Dennis shaking his arm.
Yeah, that's good.
Way to go, Dennis.
Now, Dennis,
you did a nice job there. Well,
that, Dennis was strong on that one.
Yeah.
Now, Tom. Way to go. Tom, into the microphone now, Tom. Looking at those three clues, newspaper, brown, children, what do you think the password is?
Delivery?
Delivery.
No, Tom, you can't say delivery.
All right.
Something new.
It's something else. Any idea?
Delivery. Delivery.
Mike. Any idea?
Mike.
Give up.
Okay.
Give up.
All right. Give up.
All right. All right, Dennis. Here you go. Ryder, please put your fingers in your ears and go la la la.
The password is dog.
All right, and right. Ready. Dennis,
okay.
30 seconds. Go.
Fargo.
Fido.
Fido.
I can't do this. I heard you.
You heard me. Okay, so you knew what it was?
Yeah.
You knew it was dog?
What is it, Ryder?
Dog.
All right, okay, well, Ryder, we're going to need you to sit up near the microphone, okay, even when you stand there.
Yeah.
All right,
now, Tom.
With the light on.
Now, hold on. Ryder, hold on a second. Tom, now looking at newspaper, brown, children, and dog, what do you think the password is?
Walk.
Yeah, no.
Walk, no. No, I'm sorry. No.
Delivery.
Now, Ryder, please put your fingers in your ears for the final password.
All right, really loud, Ryder. Go la, 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 la.
La, 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 la.
Go.
Okay, all right, you ready? Go.
Yes.
Entertainer.
Entertainer.
It's not a bad first clue.
Robert, get it.
Joke.
Comedian.
No.
That's the word.
Joke. Entertainer.
Chris Farley.
Joke.
Stand up comic.
Hey, you got it. You got comic.
No.
Well, now you can't be that much of a task.
He said stand up comic, and he also said Chris Farley. I'm sorry, Mike.
All right, well, anyway, it was comic.
But now here we go to Tom Gavin.
Yes.
And Tom will have 60 seconds to go over all the words and see if he can guess what we're trying to get him to say.
Now, Tom, the words are newspaper, brown, children, dog, comic,
Dennis the Menace.
Close, Tom. You got about 40 more seconds.
Tom, you have more time if you'd like to guess again.
You're very close, Tom. You really are. You're very close.
Scooby-Doo.
No, you're still close, Tom.
Keep trying, Tom.
Tom, I know you can do this.
Newspaper, brown, children, dog, comic.
Dog's delivering the newspaper.
No, Tom.
No, keep going,
you have
Tom.
20 seconds, Tom.
I know you can do it.
Come on, Tom.
Come on, Tom.
You were very close when you said Dennis the Menace. You were very close. Very similar to that. Think of another one.
Come on, Tom.
And I am sorry. Now, let me at this point say that Mary...
Yes.
If you can come up with the password, we will still give you the $50.
Oh, my gosh. Don't read the comments.
Now, Mary, your clues are...
Okay.
Newspaper...
Uh-huh.
Brown,
okay.
Children,
uh-huh.
Dog, and okay. Comic.
And okay. To get this, you don't have to be a newspaper reader. Right.
Okay.
Mary, what is the password?
I can't think of it.
Can I add one more or don't?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, add one more.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Can I say a character?
Yeah.
Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Oh, Peanuts.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, duh.
Okay.
Hey, I have a name for this game.
What?
low IQ Jeopardy.
Yeah, and you should include yourself there for not getting peanuts.
Yeah, you're in there, Mary.
I know. I'll take it. I'll take it.
Hold on a second. You get the $50.
Yeah. Ooh, wow.
It's funny.
That's good,
it.
Mary.
Hold on, Mary.
All right.
Hold on, Mary. Who wants to call Mary a whore?
Rob?
Whore! Goddamn whore.
Dennis was the first to volunteer.
I kind of like chorus, so I'm not going to say anything.
Good move, writer.
Tom, would you like to call Mary a dirty singing whore?
No, I'd like to call her my girlfriend.
Okay.
Okay. Wild card.
What about you, Dennis?
She's a goddamn whore to me.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. No, watch the words, Murphy.
Don, you know there's no predictability in this room.
There
right
is
now.
None.
No, it's none
whatsoever. All right, we have to break, and I believe we have time for one more round.
We're going to include this con, didn't we?
It's going to be terrific, because I really think, Don, I'm just going to lobby for this. You can make the decision yourself, I realize this, but I believe we should allow Tom to give some clues in the next round.
Yes.
Impossible, Mike.
I know he can do it. If I work with him during the break, I know he can do it.
Impossible? No. No, I'm sorry. We're going to do a time constraint.
All right.
Now, look at all the rest we have left.
Mm-hmm.
I vote for game number 7. You tell me which one you like.
I do. I like that a lot.
You like that one?
Yeah. Yeah, I do like that. I like game number 7.
All right, that's what we'll go with next.
Excellent.
We'll need a contestant to play to win $50.
Yes.
And we'll do it exactly the same.
Sure, you don't want Tom to give the clues.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
I want to give the clues.
Play the home version.
Tom wants to
give. I want to do the clues.
Tom, you can't do the clues.
He does, though, don't you, Tom?
All right, Tom, let me say. Tom, if the word was summer, what is a clue you would give me to make me say summer?
Beach. Bingo. I told you he is capable.
He's coming
along. He is incredibly capable. He is my man.
Man.
He is my man.
You're my
man. You're my
man.
You're my man.
Big Charlie.
You're my man.
Big Charlie.
No, he's still no.
Okay, the answer is still no. Sorry, Tom.
Just because he got beat.
I lobbied for you.
He got beat. We will be right. Tommy, you want to say we'll be right back?
We'll be right back, guys.
How about you, Ryan? You want to say we'll be right back?
Yes.
We'll be right back.
How about you, Dennis?
We'll be right back.
These messages, please.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
$100, all right? Dicka's styling moose. Car. Lexus Pro Formula 7000. Car, you are on the board. Let's go back to Dicka for $200, all right? True or false, Dicka can affect the weather according to his mood. Car. True. It is true. Right now, let's pause for this commercial.
The Don and Mike Show. They've each got a great ass. Don and Mike.
Hey, tomorrow's going to be a big one. Tomorrow we'll have your newsmaker. That brand new low-budget Jeopardy for you tomorrow. Don't forget your homework.
Yes, I'm going to be coming up with a list, but Lisa's on the case, apparently, still putting everything together.
And we'd like to know what you would like for your birthday party on July 1st.
Well, yes.
All right, so I know what you would like.
Yeah.
I ain't doing it. Tom, what do you think Mike wants for his birthday?
I don't know what he wants.
What do you think, Tom?
Drinking ladies, huh?
Yeah, very
good. Ladies. That's right. Ryder, what do you think Mike wants for his birthday?
Oh, I know what Mike wants for his birthday.
I think we all do.
Yeah. And Dennis, what do you think Mike wants
for his birthday? A lap dance.
A lap dance?
Yeah.
All right. We're all close.
Close, but nobody nailed it.
Well,
what do you want, Rob?
You want
CDs.
CDs, yes. Yeah.
Okay, you want Englecliff?
No.
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 I know.
No.
What do you think, Buzz?
BJ.
No.
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 Really? Actually, I'd like to get my marriage back together, but that's not going to happen. So that's all there is to it.
I can be the mediator.
That's great, Dennis. We'll bring you into the mediation session.
We have one more game of Password to play.
Yes.
One more game of Password.
We're all right.
Play it like we did the last time.
I'm giving or he's giving?
Dennis is giving.
Okay.
Or Mike, do you want Ryder to give?
It doesn't matter to me, Don. It's your call. Let's have Dennis
give. I think Dennis did pretty well.
Dennis did a great job, and we're going to go to game number 7.
And again, now, if Tom can come up with the password after the 5 clues, someone will win $50. Let me see who wants to play right now. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, who's this?
This is Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
Philly.
Beautiful, 94 WYSP. All right. If Tom gets the password, you win $50.
All right.
Either way, we'll give you something great. And, Ryder, we need you to put your hands in your ears and go la 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 la.
La la la.
And Mike, if you'll tell the home audience,
the password is pretty.
All right. Are you ready, Dennis?
All right. Yeah.
And 30 seconds. Remember, one word clues, Ryder, one word answers. Go.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
No doubt.
Ugly.
Pretty.
Way to go, Dennis Murphy.
There you
go. Upward curve.
Really?
Playing the game beautifully. Ryder doing a beautiful job.
That's how you do it. Now, Tom.
Yes.
The first clue is pretty. Do you have a guess as to the password?
Yes, I do. Beautiful girl.
Hey. No, I'm sorry, Tom. Incorrect. Ryder, if you will once again put your hands over your ears, Mike will tell the home audience the password.
The password is female.
All right, Ryder, you ready, Dan?
Yeah.
30 seconds. Remember one word each way and go.
Male.
Delivery.
Boy.
Man.
Well, you faggot.
Cool.
Why'd you hit the counter, Tom?
What?
Man, woman.
Male
woman. Yeah, sir, please.
You know what? Dennis gave you good clues. The word is female.
Female.
Yeah, that's what it was, Ryder.
Female.
All right, now we're giving Tom the two words, seeing if he can get the password.
All right, Tom, now your two clues are pretty and female. And I'll tell you right now, it's a person. Who do you think the person is, Tom?
Lisa.
No. No, it's not Lisa. All right, Ryder, fingers in your ears again, please. Mike, if you tell the home audience,
the password is bone.
Are you ready, Dennis?
Love it.
Yeah. Ryder, go.
Skeleton.
Bones.
Bones.
Yeah.
Way to go. Wow.
Whoa. Wow.
Fantastic.
Incredible. Now, Tom, right on the microphone, please.
Yes.
Do you have a guess? It's a person, and your three clues are pretty, female, bone.
Bionic woman.
The bionic woman is not correct.
It's not the bionic woman.
Bionic woman.
Good guess, though.
Way to go, Tom.
All right, now, Ryder, again, we'll need you to put your hands over your ears and sing to yourself as Mike tells the home audience the next password.
The password is the Spanish woman missing. Missing.
Okay, all right, Ryder.
Shut up, Dennis. And Tom.
Oh.
Sorry, Dennis.
Oh, okay.
I meant Tom, not Dennis. Are you ready? Go.
Looking? Yeah.
Searching.
So you gotta see Dennis looking back at the word.
Because he forgets.
No.
No.
Oh.
What's so funny, Tom?
Fangen.
What's so funny, Tom?
Oh, that's it. I'm sorry. Dennis kind of dropped the ball there.
Tom, what is so funny?
He's doing all the birds right.
I don't... Yeah, I understand.
That's funny for Tom. All right, the next word is missing. Now, Tom?
Yes?
Looking at those four clues...
This is a person. We're trying to make you think of a person, Tom, and here are your clues.
Pretty, female, bone, missing. Who do you think it is?
You listen to a lot of radio, Tom. You've heard this person's name.
Who do you think it is, Tom? Mark, what are you doing there?
Mark?
What are you doing with the water, buddy?
He's taking a leak.
He's taking a leak.
Pretty female burn missing.
Go ahead, Tom. What's your guess?
You got
a guess?
Who is it?
Tom?
It's Don Geronimo.
Yes.
No, it's not.
No.
No, it's not. Now you have one more. You have one more. Reiner, put your fingers in your ears, please.
One second. I would just like to make a little comment. I was listening to the show earlier this week, and Lisa was talking about how she liked giving the BJ now.
Yeah. Right, right.
And I'm thinking, the coincidence is in life.
Wait a minute.
And the thing is,
get this. You just had your penis done.
No. Get this. I like receiving the BJ.
That is a coincidence. You know, you got to pay close attention to Ryder. He makes a lot of sense.
All right, Ryder, put your fingers in your ears, please. This is the final password, which Mike will now share with the audience.
The password is intern.
And Dennis? Hold on, Ryder, put your fingers back in your ears. Let me give you a first excellent
clue. Okay.
Monica.
Okay. Oh, good.
All right. Come on, wrap this up, Dennis.
I got it.
Here we go.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay, Monica.
Well, maybe it wasn't that great.
I got it. I already got the word.
Hey, all right, stop it, Tom. All right.
Ryder?
Another clue, Dennis. Can you give some more clues?
Okay,
Scandal.
Congress.
Dennis.
Hummer.
What?
Hummer.
No. No, I'm sorry. The word was intern.
Intern.
Now,
wait a minute. I bet Tom has it. Tom, your clues are pretty, female, bone, missing, and intern. We're trying to let you think of a particular person. Do you have it, Tom?
Yes, I do.
And Tom, who is the person?
Monica Lewinsky.
Who?
Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky.
It is not Monica.
Yes, it is.
It is not Monica Lewinsky.
No, it's not, Tom.
I will give you one more clue. Dead. Add that to the list. Pretty, female, bone, missing, intern, dead.
Dead?
Yes. Dead.
You better not be talking about my mom.
No, of course not.
Lana Winsky is dead.
No.
No, she's not.
I'll give you another. Rob, you want to give him a clue?
Rock Creek Park.
Okay.
All right, now put that down as the next clue.
Yeah, that'll help.
Rock Creek Park.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes, Ryder.
Yeah.
Who said she was pretty?
Yeah.
Boom.
Got a point.
All right, now, Tom, Rogers, here are your clues. Rock Creek Park. Pretty.
Ryder Craig.
Female. Bone. Missing. Intern. Dead.
Come on.
Shana Levy.
Yeah!
Wow.
Yes!
Yes!
He got it on his own, ladies and gentlemen. Tom, who is it again, Tom?
Shana Levy.
He got it.
Wow.
You the man.
You got it.
And that means Mark from Philly. Hey, Mark, are you done going number one?
Yeah.
Mark, congratulations. You've won $50 in cash.
Way to go, Tommy.
Thank you for listening to the show.
Nice.
And what can I say, Tom? There you go. The answer again was...
Shut up, Levy.
And you know what? He did it.
Yeah,
he really did it. Well, Tom.
Tom, I am proud of you. You did a good job.
There you go. Well, you finally got enough for Rock Creek Park. Pretty, female, bone, missing, intern, and dead.
Mm-hmm. I didn't think he was going to do it. And Rob, you were right. Rock Creek Park worked. Yeah.
No, Rob, we do not have time for a lightning round today.
Yes, let's do a lightning round, guys.
Way to go.
We do not have time.
Fantastic.
At this point, we have to say goodbye to all three of you guys now.
I will win. I'm going to see if I can win some concert tickets.
He wants to win some concert tickets.
Good luck. No, Tom. Tom, what would you like to say before you leave today?
Everybody out there listening, go to my website, and thanks for coming out. Listen to Tom Gavin's show on Thursday, next Thursday on WEBR. We'll be back next Thursday, the same time, same channel. See you all later. Go to my website.
And now roar like a monster. Ryder, what would you like to say?
Well, in my fraternity, they had a little saying or motto, and it was,
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid.
That's right.
Be afraid. Beautiful advice. Sage advice from Ryder.
And Dennis Murphy?
Thank you for having me here. And if, I'm improving my website, DennisMurphy.com. So within a week, it will be up. And hopefully you can go to it, email it, and email me, and I'll respond back.
And any products in development for the Christmas season this year, Dennis?
Well, actually, the Nelly Essence Christmas is still available.
Sure. Dennis, as I asked before, any new products in development?
Not yet.
All right.
But they will be.
Dennis, I have great news for you.
Yeah.
You're invited back to the show for Mike's birthday on Monday, July 1st.
Okay.
To give us the news as Buzz will be away.
Oh, you have made a boy very happy.
Now, but Dennis,
okay.
The catch is this.
Yes.
You must prepare the news yourself.
Okay.
And Ryder, you're invited to my birthday party, too.
Thank you.
No problem.
And I just want to say what a pleasure was to come down and see Buzz again. And I'm glad things really seem to be going good here.
Yeah, I'm not that good, Ryder, but that's all right.
All right, thank you. Now, both of you get out of here.
Okay.
There we go.
Tom and Dennis and Ryder.
Bye,
guys. Bye-bye.
I'll improve.
I know. You got nowhere to go but up, Dennis. You did great today.
Dennis, I think you dropped some money, or maybe it's Tom's.
You did great today.
Back there, Dennis.
Okay.
You did great.
Okay.
Very nice. Bye-bye. See you guys.
Try using a wallet.
Okay. Well, that was less of a train wreck as time went on.
Call me crazy. I just love those guys. I really, really do. I love them. I love every one of them in their own special way. Sure. They're all good guys.
How did he say Chandra Levy?
Chandra Levy Radio.
Whatever.
In a world where owning a radio is strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It was Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
And Buzz, what is your lead made-up story today?
Today, a Supreme Court ruling on killers who are retarded. Just off the wire. You're a bad man. Nothing wrong with me. You don't get credit for it, but you're a bad man. Just off the wire.
There we go. All right, stay tuned.
The latest news.
Stay tuned.
From the Associated Press.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
And that was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Again.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sing our name.
The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
God damn it.
Right?
The Don and Mike Show.
Take a call till Buzz gets off the phone.
I'm ready.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hi, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi there, we're doing great, thank you.
Hi, Don, I have a strange question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm a music nut, and I thought I heard you play when you guys came back from commercials. Well, I guess it's been about an hour. Were you playing Martin Briley's The Salt in My Tears?
Yes, ma'am.
Where did you get that? What do you have it on?
We used one of your secret CDs?
Yeah.
It's a secret one?
I stole it from a radio station.
Yeah. I have it on LP, and I keep checking every once in a while to see if it's available on anything else, and I can't find it.
You know what? Hold on. We'll burn your copy on CD. Hold on.
You will not.
Yes, we will.
What?
I promise.
We're feeling, where are you calling from?
White Marsh, Maryland.
We're, you know, as far as Philadelphia and D.C. and the rest of the country, we're feeling pretty good about the people that are digging on this show.
Sure,
and we're going to do that for you.
Yeah, we'll burn you a copy of that. Hold on just a second.
Great, thank you.
All right, I mean, Rob will burn you a copy.
Yeah, but still, that's fine.
I won't, but I'll tell him to.
I mean, it wouldn't be surprised, like, in the next 6 months, you might hear one or two more, you know, just random gestures of kindness to our listening audience.
Here now is Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. In a major turnaround today, the Supreme Court has ruled that it is unconstitutional to execute convicted killers who are mentally retarded. The court's really just fine-tuning the law to suit public opinion. Surveys show most Americans...
Are you stupid or something?
Most Americans are against executing the retarded, even after they've
taken a life. Executing the retarded was already illegal in 18 states before today's Supreme Court ruling.
I'm for it. on Fox.
Shocker.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
He'd be the announcer for it?
Yeah.
The FBI.
Welcome to the squared circle.
The FBI says charges will not be filed against the pilot who flew too closely to the White House last night. They say it was a navigational error.
Get to know Charlie.
La, na, na, na. La, 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 la. Leaving.
Get to know Charlie.
Leaving from Massachusetts, going down to Raleigh. La, 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 la.
Get to know Charlie.
La, 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 flying over to White House.
A navigational error led the pilot into restricted airspace, prompting an evacuation of the White House.
Left, Joe. Take a left.
Evacuation.
The Cessna was within 4 miles of the executive mansion. Let me tell you a couple of other things I've learned about
this
story.
Way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way, Charlie.
No, this way, Joe.
No, this way. No.
Wow.
At 18,000 feet. The president was never notified, even though the White House was evacuated. The president was not told why. And the other interesting fact is that it was 7 minutes from the time that the plane illegally entered White House airspace until the F-16s were told to scramble. Yeah, 7 minutes until they were told to scramble.
Makes you feel good about your country, doesn't it?
4 miles away from the White House, there's no way the F-16s could have intercepted that plane in time.
I think I'd feel better if Infinity Broadcasting was in charge of this country.
You know, nah, let's not get crazy. If you were in charge of U.S. intelligence and everything in America seemed fine, as it did before September 11th, would you have been prompted into action if you had heard this from Arab terrorists?
Would you? Rick Dees, would you?
You. The match is about to begin. Tomorrow is 0 hour.
What was the question again?
Would that have prompted you into action if you had heard from Arab terrorists? Yeah, tomorrow is 0 hour.
I immediately would have gone on television and I would have said, "Evacuate the Twin Towers."
U.S. intelligence agents heard these phrases the day before everything changed. They say the messages were too vague to act upon.
I would have urged everyone in America to stay in their homes.
And besides, they didn't get the messages translated until September 12th.
God damn.
You know, there's so much of this. Mm-hmm. It's not just one letter. It's not just one bit of information.
Right.
They were sitting on their hands a little bit, and
total
I think they're gonna have to account for it eventually when it all comes to the top of this fine stage.
God damn, makes me want to evacuate my bowels.
Yes, it really does.
I mean, this.
Well, everybody should do that once, at least once a day.
At least twice for Rob.
The U.S. Forest Service worker who's accused of setting the biggest wildfire in Colorado history is in court today in Denver. Terry Barton, who trained others in fire prevention, says she accidentally started the fire while burning a letter from her ex-husband.
Sure, so just because she's not so hot, she started the fire herself? Yeah. Have you seen her? What a pig.
She's so beautiful.
What a pig.
Doesn't she look like somebody who lives out in the woods?
Although arsonists are almost never women, the feds say they don't believe her story. They say the fire was staged to look like an out-of-control campfire. Now, Barton could face up to 65 years in prison and a $1 million fine. Over 135,000 acres of plant life has burned so far.
You know who she really reminds me of? One of our very first ever strip trivia contestants.
Oh.
El Cid.
Remember El Cid? That same kind of hair.
Yeah.
It's just like more like string.
Lovely. A Tennessee lawmaker has killed himself after being accused of exposing himself to children in Florida.
He must have been guilty.
There we go. A little round of applause for that.
Westmoreland was already facing a similar charge in his home state when he was picked up for what he allegedly did at a hotel swimming pool. The kids say he exposed himself to everyone at the Miramar Beach Hotel's pool on Friday night. He reportedly walked naked among the crowd, exposing his genitals for more than 2 hours, and then again at the hot tub indoors.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Yesterday, the Florida lawmaker shot himself in the chest.
Winner!
Westmoreland graduated cum laude, served on the Judiciary Committee in Tennessee, and had a wife and 2 sons. He left them a suicide note.
Good luck.
We must like the stress. A new survey of American workers shows that our stress level is rising, but
The survey also shows that our job satisfaction level is also rising.
Mike and I have not been contacted for that survey.
Not one little bit. 60% of us say we're satisfied by our work, and 70% of us feel secure in our jobs.
Again, we've not been contacted.
Where's the survey that comes to our door? But 61% of us say we're feeling a lot of stress on the job. That's up from 52% in February.
Bingo.
The experts say feeling more stress and more satisfaction at the same time is not that surprising, especially if you've survived a layoff. They say it means more work for a person, but also more responsibility.
That thing we did, was that a layoff?
Oh, we were laid off for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
We're locked out.
Yeah. You already know we're spending more time just sitting in traffic, but check this. A new study says it's getting worse in more cities, big and small. We spent about 16 hours a year just sitting in traffic in 1962. Now it's from 16, now it's 62 hours. Here in Washington, we spend more than 2 work weeks a year just sitting, based on a 40-hour week. In Los Angeles, it's 3 weeks a year.
Would you?
And although there's no way to measure the toll that
would
it
you,
takes,
takes
would on you?
Us, although there's no way to measure the toll it takes on us through stress, the study says the wasted time and gas nationally comes to 68, B as in boy, billion dollars a year.
Time out there, Buzz.
All right.
If you had to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard. It's Don and Mike.
See Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Brian Setzer, Nissan Pavilion, Wednesday, July 17th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster. Charge by phone online at Ticketmaster.com or CC.com. See Lenny Kravitz with Pink.
Yeah.
Nissan Pavilion, July 16th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster location. Charge by phone or online, Ticketmaster.com. CC.com. See David Lee Roth and Sammy Hagar in Nissan Pavilion Friday, August 16th. Yeah. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 11. Tickets are available. And WWE returns to the MCI Center June 28th. World Wrestling Entertainment Tour of Defiance. MCI box office where you get your tickets at Ticketmaster. See over 30 of your favorite superstars, including Hulk Hogan versus The Undertaker.
Yeah, they don't like each other.
Yeah, we've had The Undertaker on the show before. We root for him.
Mm-hmm.
And now here is Buzz.
In sports, the Cardinals hold a memorial ceremony before today's game with the Anaheim Angels. St. Louis is honoring Hall of Fame broadcaster Jack Buck, who died this week at the age of 77. Buck's closed casket has been on public view at Busch Stadium.
Creepy.
Yeah, a little odd. You know, a legend in St.
Right.
Louis.
But creepy.
Yeah, a little odd.
It's like 100 degrees in St. Louis.
Oh.
And then you got poor dead Jack Buck laying at home plate in a box.
The U.S. soccer.
Creepy.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's a living legend. No, he's a dead legend now. Yeah, but I mean, right. The guy's a legend.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a legend. And you know what's cool is his kid is filling those shoes really nicely.
Joe Buck's fantastic.
Joe Buck's been on this show. He is rapidly becoming one of my favorite broadcasters.
Christ, don't put a dead guy in your box.
Right? Well, at least it's not open.
Home plate?
Yeah.
I bet you can smell it, though.
No.
Oh, no.
Those things are sealed. Don, you'd smell every funeral then.
Finally, when a man bites into a candy bar, that's not news. When a candy bar bites into a man, now that's news.
Oh.
There you go. That's news, Buzz.
I'm creeped out.
Carpentersville, Illinois, a suburb of Chicago. A man bites into a chocolate bar. He finds teeth in it. He calls the police. The police tell him they'll contact the manufacturer. They also say they'll try to determine whether the teeth are human or animal. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
We gotta go. That's awful.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Tom. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Roger. Thank you, Hotwire.com.
All right.
Tomorrow, big Friday episode. We'll see you there. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob.
Hey.
Rob.
Toodaloo.
Ass.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.